I like basketball.
Basketball.
Definitely basketball.
The Bearcat Pregame Show. Pregame Show. Sponsored by Hy-Vee.
Before we move on, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Diamond Rio was there my sophomore year, maybe freshman year. What was that? My freshman year in Northwest.
Then it's Northwest Missouri State and Nebraska Kearney this evening in the second game of our double analog to Bearcat Radio Network. Earlier tonight from the Health and Sports Center here in Kearney, Nebraska Kearney's women came back from a 14-point deficit at halftime to defeat Northwest 70-59 in the women's game. Here the men's game just a few minutes away from tip-off time. Let's check the starting lineups first of all for the Bearcats at 8-5 and 3-1 in the MIAA. At the guards, Deshaun Cooper, a 5'8 senior out of St. Louis. He's seventh all-time in Northwest scoring coming into tonight's game with 1,297 points. He's averaging 13 points and 3 rebounds per game. Bryston Williams, a 6-foot senior out of St. Joseph Lafayette, averaging 11 points and 4 rebounds a game. One of the wing spots, Connor Kirker, a 6'2 sophomore out of Overland Park, Kansas, averaging 12 points and 3 rebounds per contest. He's also first in the MIAA free throw shooting percentage, averaging just over 89% from the free throw line. Inside, Kyle Slake, a 6'10 senior out of Perth, Nebraska, averaging 2 points and 2 rebounds a game. And Dylan Starzl, a 6'8 senior out of Kearney, Missouri. Starzl, 8th in the MIAA in scoring, averaging 16.5 points per game, 3rd in the conference in field goal percentage at 64.8%. He also pulls down 5 rebounds a game. For the Nebraska Kearney Wolfers at 4-7 and 2-4 in MIAA play, they'll be starting at the guard spot, Davion Pearson, a 5'11 junior out of Las Vegas, Nevada, a transfer from Central Wyoming College. He's averaging 10 points and 3 rebounds a game. He's had a career high of 21 points a couple times this season already against Missouri Southern and Southwest Baptist. Also to guard, Kevin Deenan, a 6'1 freshman out of Omaha, Nebraska. He's averaging 7 points and 2 rebounds per game. At a forward spot is Tyler Shields, a 6'4 junior out of Kearney, Nebraska. Played in 45 games in his career, started 34 of those, and he's averaging 15 points and 5 rebounds a game. Player to watch for, their leading scorer, Connor Baronic, a 6'6 sophomore out of Ravenna, Nebraska, and transfers in from Doan College. He started all 31 games at Doan last year, averaging 16 points, and he also had 99 threes on the season. He's third in the MIAA in scoring, sixth in the conference in rebounding, averaging 21 points and 7 boards a game. Also inside, Mike Detlinger, a 6'6 senior out of Omaha, Nebraska. He's a 2-time academic All-American, averaging 13 points and 6 rebounds a game. That's the way the lineup looked for Nebraska Kearney. Co-head coaches in Tom Kropp and Kevin Lofton for Northwest under Ben McCollum in his fifth year as head coach of the Bearcats. We'll be back to get ready for the tip-off here at the Health and Sports Center in Kearney, Nebraska, right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information available at northwestbearcats.com. And from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com. Support also comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville, Dr. Bruce Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler, along with their wives Polly and Rebecca. Compass Dental Group provides braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at CompassDentalGroup.com. Also from Walker Body Shop and Toying at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating their 50th anniversary, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information is available at 816-806-7777. And from Nottoway County Economic Development, promoting the community, supporting the business development, and growing community opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, more at maryvillemo.org. Support also comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville. supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. Also from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. More at 582-3131, in store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MarylandGlassAndLock.com.
You may be big, but even Godzilla ain't getting this ball. You're listening to Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
And welcome back to the Health and Sports Center on the Kearney, Nebraska campus. Time now for our national anthem before this matchup between Northwest Missouri State and Nebraska Kearney. The Bearcats at 8-5, 3-1, and Kearney at 4-7, and 2-4. The national anthem here at the Health and Sports Center on the Nebraska Kearney campus, along with Matt Gorder. I'm John Coffey, and Matt, kind of feel like we ought to brush up on our icing and the power play rules things here for this matchup here.
Yeah, it's definitely different. It's kind of neat. I guess with the way the weather has been, it's fitting.
Kind of a hockey atmosphere here at the Health and Sports Center.
Yeah, they've got the music they play during games and stuff. It's off a computer, but it's the organ, you know. So if it was a little bit warmer, maybe we'd feel like we were, at a ballpark or a baseball game. But I think considering the weather, it does have a hockey feel.
Starting line is being introduced in front of the fans here, and really not a bad-sized crowd coming in on this Thursday evening.
No, just talking to one of the people who have been around the program for several years, and, they're just about 5, 6, 7 years removed. They used to bring in about 3,000 people a night for basketball games. They had both the very successful programs, men's and women's, and, we've seen teams new to the MIAA struggle a little bit, and it's been across the board. You haven't seen a lot of success from a lot of new teams, but it's starting to build, I think, because they're getting used to the league and how tough it is and the type of athletes that you need in the MIAA to be able to compete. So I think that's good for the conference, because the more you bring up the teams that have struggled toward the top, it pushes everybody, and we see a lot of great athletic activities because of that.
Nebraska Kearney does a little something a bit different with their coaching staff. They've got co-head coaches in Tom Kropp and Kevin Lofton.
Yeah, and it's very interesting. Just like a two-quarterback system, and usually it doesn't work. Northwest made it work this year, and obviously it's been successful here to a point because they have gotten better, and it's been that way for several years. So they must feel something working right there, but it would be a tough system to work under.
Like when you look at this matchup tonight, Matt, a couple keys trying to eliminate the offensive boards that Nebraska Kearney has. A very good offensive rebounding team coming up about 11 offensive boards per game. And then on the offensive side, just kind of run the offense. Nebraska Kearney, a team that doesn't give a lot of pressure out on the perimeter. Maybe hopefully take advantage of having some open looks at the bucket.
Well, one of the ways you can get the open looks and you shoot the higher percentage like most teams do against Nebraska Kearney is by being patient on offense. It gives you the opportunity to get them kind of impatient on defense, where they'll give up some easy stuff because they just want to get back down on the other end. So Northwest just needs to play with a high energy level here tonight, and they can get a win against this Loper team.
Bearcats coming out at midcourt in their trailing green uniforms with the black numerals trimmed in white, and for Nebraska Kearney in their white uniforms with royal blue look and the yellow trim, and the tip is controlled by Northwest Missouri State as the Cats go from our right to our left in this first half. Sean Cooper out to the top of the key, looking at man-to-man defense. The ball trap out front, pulls up the dribble out between the circles for Williams. High post right for Starzl. Down the lane he goes with the dribble, and his shot blocked away by Dittlinger. That is his first block of the season. Here comes the Loafers on the fast break the other way. With the ball out to the top of the key, Dean, and he will give it out front left for Pearson, and a hand check out front, and a foul coming up on Northwest. This will go on to Sean Cooper. That'll be his first. In the first game tonight in the women's matchup, we saw Monique Stevens, the point guard for Northwest, get into some early foul trouble. Now the point guard for the Bearcat men, Cooper, picks up a quick foul. Out front right side with it is Moronic. Moronic being picked up by Bryson Williams. Goes cross court left and finds Pearson. Pearson between the circles, a dribble left side off the left wing. Gets the pass on the left for Tyler Shields. Shields out front left side and gets it to Deenan. Deenan out to the free throw line. Back pedals with the dribble between the circles. Guarded by Schlage. Right side for Pearson. Goes right in. Low post from Moronic. Drives the baseline underneath on Williams. Kicks it in the left corner. A three on the way. And it takes a high bounce off the rim. Missed by Deneen. The rebound out front left side to the Loafers. And Dittlinger pulls down the rebound. Dittlinger, a guy who averages 6 boards a game. To the baseline left side. Driving is Deneen. And a reverse layup good. Deneen with his first bucket. And that makes it a 2-point game. The Loafers in front of the Bearcats. Off the left side with the dribble is Cooper. They swing it right side for Kirker. Out of Williams, swinging through at the elbow on the right side. Dish is low right. Nice pass. Gets it inside for Dylan Starzl. Has the easy luck and puts it off the glass, and it's a 2-2 ball game. Across the timeline, Davion Pearson dribbles between the circles. Right sideline pass. Gets it to Dean in front of the Bearcat bench. Out front with the lob to Dettlinger. Left side is Moronic. Into the left corner for Dean. Gets it picked by Dettlinger, dribbles to the left elbow. Now high post left side pass for Dettlinger. Dettlinger into lane, drives on Schlage, spins left, up with the jump and blocked away by Schlage, who comes away with the ball. Kyle with his 10th block of the year. It's a 2-2 ball game. Cooper pushes it left side for Kirker, back to Cooper left side. Cooper from our right to our left, down the lane to the bucket, kicks it in the left corner for Kirker. Out front for Williams, through the lane. The runner is good, has an easy look. They backed off on him, and Williams kept driving down the lane, has the easy layup. 4-2, Northwest Missouri State in front. Out to the top of the key, Pearson down the lane. He goes off the left side. His layup is good. Davion Pearson with the layup in a 4-4 ball game. 17:37 left in the first half. Across the timeline, Cooper through the lane. Bumped as he goes through, and a whistle and a foul coming up. This one will go against the Loafers. Deneen picks up the foul, and that will be his first. 4-4 game. Bearcats will inbound baseline left. Both teams with a team foul early on. The inbound lobbed high post left side for Schlage. Now to Kirker on the left. Trying to work a pick and we'll give it left side for Cooper. Out to the top of the key for Williams. Right side Kirker drives the baseline. Bounce pass in lane for Schlage. Up with a shot and good. Little right-handed hook. Now Schlage knocks it down. And Northwest out to a 2-point lead. Davion Pearson across the timeline left. The junior out of Las Vegas will dribble right. And goes off the right sideline, finds Deneen, picked up by Schlage. Both teams in man-to-man defense early on. Now Deneen through the lane, bounce pass out front, and gets the pass for Baronic. Right side for Pearson. Pearson free throw line right, takes the jumper. It's off the front of the rim, high rebound, pulled down by Kirker off the dribble, gets it stripped out of his hands. Picked up by Baronic, and he lays it up and in. The steal in the bucket by Connor Baronic. Baronic with just his 7th steal of the season. And ties the game up at 6. Out front, Schlage looks off the left wing. Williams low post left side for Starzl. Trying to post up. In the lane does. Ball fake. Now trying to go up with the shot. Left side blocked every hands by Shields. Out of bounds. It will belong to Northwest. Have to give the Loafers credit that time as it was Starzl trying to get a little bit of position there with the ball fake. And the Loafers just didn't fall for it. Cooper on the baseline left. Looks to inbound. Gets it to Schlage cutting through the lane off the right side. Tries to pull the ball back up, does a high shot off the glass is good. Good hustle and by Schlage and aggressiveness inside. Hold on to the ball, and it gives Northwest an 8-6 lead. Across the timeline, right side, Pearson hooks the pass out front right. Dettlinger with the jumper from 17, knocks it down. He's a 67% shooter from the field, knocks that one down, ties the game up at 8. Just about 4 minutes into this game. On the left side, Kirker, high post left for Schlage. Finds into the right corner, Cooper. Cooper with one dribble now, top the key for Williams. Quick pass, cutting the bucket right side. Starzl lays it up and in. Good ball movement by Northwest, and Starzl moving without the ball was able to get a quick cut to the bucket and have the easy layup. Two-point Bearcat lead, 15:49 left in the first half. Now front pass nearly stolen by Bryson Williams as Pearson trying to go off the right wing. They can't find Veronic. Ball knocked out of bounds. It belonged to the Loafers with 27 on the shot clock. Sake and Kirker go to the sideline for Northwest. Cozad into the game for the Cats. And also checking in is Matt Wallace. Pearson across midcourt left side. Now up to the top of the key. A jumper from 17 knocked down by Dettlinger once again. Knocked down a couple off the perimeter. Ties the game up at 10. 15 and a half minutes left in the first half. Left side Williams. Looking at a 2-3 zone now out of the Loafers into the left corner. Williams takes the jumper and it rims out. Rebound fought on the baseline out of bounds. It will belong to the Loafers off of Cozad. Cozad trying to point the other way and say it went off of Shields inside. But it will belong to the Loafers.
Talk about Northwest being able to get some high percentage shots. All 10 of their points have come in the paint so far.
10-10 ball game. Pearson across the timeline. Looks off the right side. Now goes cross court left and finds Daquan Thomas, who checked in during that last stoppage of play. Driving the lane, Thomas lays it up and in. Thomas, a transfer from Southeast Community College in Beatrice. The basketball program used to be located in Fairbury, just moving it closely by to their campus in Beatrice. High post left side, Cozad. Out of Wallace. Out front left finds Williams. Bounce pass on the right side for Deshaun Cooper. Between the circles is Williams. Now into the lane for Cozad. A little right-hander shot into the lane from five. Whistle and a foul. This should get Cozad to the free throw line. So the foul coming up against Nebraska Kearney as we have a stoppage of play here with 14:42 left in the first half. That foul going on Ethan Brozek, who just checked into the ballgame. His first break in the action, 12-10. Nebraska Kearney in front of Northwest. We'll be back right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville. Located at 1528 South Main Street, Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
Today's Bearcat Radio broadcast is sponsored by Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
14:42 left in the first half. Northwest trailing Nebraska Kearney 12-10. Grant Cozad going to the free throw line, fouled before the timeout. Grant fourth in the conference in free throw shooting percentage at 85%. 45-53 on the season. Goes to the line to shoot two. First one takes high bounce on the rim and out. Cast down by two. Grant, a 6'8 junior out of Kearney, Missouri. Back to the line and the second free throw. Too hard as well. Rebound tipped out. And it is controlled by Thomas for Nebraska Kearney. So Cozad with a couple rare misses at the free throw line, cast down by two. Pearson off the right side for the Loafers. Dribbles out between the circles. Now looks on the left side to the baseline, driving to the bucket. Thomas lays it up and in. He's come off the bench and had a couple of layups, knocked him down, and it's a four-point lead for the Loafers. Loafers back into his own defense, looking at a 2-3 on the left side. Williams cross court for Cooper, back to Williams left side. Now they find on the right side Zach Schneider. Into the left corner for Cooper. Goes low left side for Cozad to the baseline. The shot up, and it is blocked by Shields. His second block of the season. Ball out of bounds. It belonged to Northwest. Seeing the Loafers with a couple of blocks early on inside against the Bearcats. So over 14 minutes left in the first half. Northwest down by four. Inbound all the way out front for Wallace. Right side for Williams. Low right for Cozad. Cozad in the blocks. Kicks it back left side. Cooper. Quick pass left corner for Snyder. Takes a dribble inside the arc with the jumper. Too hard. And the rebound. Pulled down by Frank for Nebraska Kearney. Corey Frank, who checked in during that timeout. Northwest down by four. through the lane to the drive, and the dribble is knocked loose as Rozek has it stolen out of his hands, picked up by the Cats on the break. Wallace left side, out front for Bryson Williams, down the lane, through the lane, kicks it back left side. Wallace inside the arc, tries to go cross-court pass, tipped by Thomas, high in the air, pulled away by Baranek. Here come the Loafers on the break, left side Shields to the wing, to the baseline, cut off by Wallace. Pivots up with a shot from 12, and it's short, but a fourth one, a foul coming up as Matt Wallace will pick up the foul. That'll be his first. Second team foul on the Cats. Both teams with a couple of team fouls. 13:23 left in the first half, and Tyler Shields goes to the free throw line for UNK. A 79% shooter from there this season, playing for his hometown school here in Kearney. Free throw rattles down. Kirker back into the game. Bryson Williams gets his first breather of the first half. One more free throw coming to Tyler Shields. Playing with a right elbow pad. A right-handed shooter knocks down both free throws. And makes it a six-point lead for Nebraska Kearney. 13:20 left into the first half. On the left side, Snyder out to the top of the key for Cooper. Back to Snyder on the left. Out of Cooper up front. Lobs it into the left corner. Finds Snyder. Snyder trying to look inside. Brings it back out front against the zone for Cooper. Tries to penetrate the lane. Does. Dishes low right side for Kozad. Lays it up in. Nice little feed by Cooper as he went driving down the lane. Trying to wrap that pass around. Found Kozad who knocks it in. His first bucket of the game. Northwest down by 4, 16-12. Daquan Thomas. Bounce pass right side for Baranek. Guarded by Wallace, drives baseline right. Now passes out front, nearly threw it away. Chased down by the timeline by Davion Pearson. Setting up the offense, the 5'11 player matching up with Deshaun Cooper. Dribbles left side. Now out front left, they get the pass for Brozek. Drives the lane, shot won't go. Fight for the board. Snyder clears it away and is tied up. And the possession arrow will give it to Nebraska Kearney. So a good hustle by Brozek there to force the tie-up. Now Snyder and Wallace to the sideline. Northwest will send in to the game now Tyler Funk. And Starzl back out there. Inbound into the right corner for Carter Baranek. Baranek with the left-handed dribble to the free throw line. Pulls up, goes back right corner, and a jumper on the way by Brozek. Won't go. Rebound in lane. Pulled down by Funk for Northwest. Clears it away with the dribble down the left sideline to the left wing. Lobs it out front. Cooper has to leap up, bring it down. Right side for Kirker to Cooper out front. Pass right side for Kirker, time to go low with the ball knocked loose on the baseline, but controlled by Starzl. Kicks it out top the key. Cooper thought about the three, penetrates. Now left side for Funk. Funk on the left wing. Cross court right side pass for Kirker. Sets up, wants the left-handed three, knocks it down. Connor Kirker with his 23rd three of the season, and it's a one-point game. Northwest trailing 16-15. Off of the right wing, on the corner in front of the Bearcat bench. Baranek. Now to Thomas, through the lane, jump stop, knock loose, picked up out front. Cooper knocks it away, ball chased down at the timeline by Baranek. Left side for Pearson, into lane, right side, and driving and hitting the shot, Tyler Shields. Using the right hand with a little hook, and it's a three-point lead for the Loafers, 18-15. About a minute away from the midpoint of the first half. Kirker out front for Funk, quick pass, free throw line for Kozad, left side on the wing, Cooper. They skip it across the zone right side for Kirker through the lane. A left-handed push shot won't go. Rebound tapped out by Kozad. Funk at the top of the key near the timeline now. We'll pull it away. Cats it up the offense once again. Kirker, rather Cooper left side. High post Kozad. Baseline left driving Starzl and a foul as he's knocked to the floor. Now have a double team inside. Foul will go on Ethan Brozek, and that will be his second. Brozek, who didn't play last year for the team, transferred to be just a student at UNL in Lincoln. 6'7", sophomore, Norfolk, Nebraska. Decided he missed basketball and is back now playing in the second semester for the Loafers. At the free throw line, Starzl banks in the free throw. He's got 5 points now.
Yeah, they didn't even know really through the first semester this year whether he was going to come back for sure or not. Practiced a couple of times and was in the lineup.
Apparently doing all right coming in tonight, averaging in double figures. Averaging 11 points and 7 boards a game. Second free throw by Starzl, good. Not a bad deal to have a 6'7 guy just decide to come back and play a little basketball for you. One-point game, Northwest down, 18-17, driving Pearson to the bucket, and he is fouled as he went up with a layup, trying to spin down the lane off the right side. Cooper with the foul, that'll be his second, team's third.
Gophers have done a good job being aggressive, taking the ball to the rim. They don't waste any time. We've very rarely seen the shot clock get even around or even inside the 15-second mark.
Team that crashes the boards very hard. Pearson at the lane. Trying to add to the 20-17 lead for the Lopers. Free throw off the back of the rim, and the rebound pulled down by Crooker for Northwest. Cast down by three. Crooker across the timeline on the left side. Goes cross court right side. Williams back left side for Crooker. Dribbles left into a ball trap. Brings it out front. Finds Schlake, who's back out there. Two stars will high post. Pass on the right side. Knocked away by Thomas. Picked up left side by Detlinger. Trying to push it to the baseline off the left. Off of Funk out of bounds. Funk pointing toward the Lopers, but it will belong to Young K. We're getting ready for a line change right now. With inbound off the left side. It goes to Baronic. Out front left is Nicholas Christensen. Left wing pass. Gets it to Baronic. Down the lane he goes. Drives and a whistle on the play. Shot went down. No indication yet if they're going to count. They're going to go the other way. And an offensive foul coming up on Nebraska Kearney. Getting called for the foul is Baronic. That'll be his first foul. Fourth foul on the Lopers in the half. On the left side is Funk. They swing it right side. Crooker on the wing. Bounce pass right for Starzl. Drives the baseline up with a shot off the glass and good. Nice matchup inside. If they can keep getting the ball into Starzl, I think he could have the big game tonight. Pulls Northwest within 1, 20-19. Pearson out to the top of the key. Dribbles left. Back pedals. Finds out front Detlinger. Down the lane he goes. Drive shot blocked away from behind by Schlake. His second block of the game. Now his third as he knocks the ball loose. As Detlinger tried to put it up one more time. Ball loose on the floor. Finally controlled on the baseline by Williams for Northwest. Down the left sideline to the left wing. Sets things up now as the Lopers back on defense. Swing it right side. Crooker on the wing. Out of a double team out front on the ball trap. Out between the circles. Funk to the top of the key. Schlake now left side for Williams. Drives the baseline. Ball knocked loose. Goes up with a shot. Whistle and a held ball before he went up with the shot. And a quick call on the held ball. Bearcats should get it on the possession arrow. 9:30 left in this first half. Northwest down by one to Nebraska-Kearney. 20-19. We're back to Kearney, Nebraska right after this 1 minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bed Liners. More at 660-582-4599 or at pitsautobody.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury.
Back in Kearney, Nebraska, Northwest down by 1, 20-19 as they trail the Lopers. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Inbound goes to Williams, whose shot is blocked the other way. Thomas drives the bucket, lays it up and in. Daquan Thomas with 6 points coming off the bench, and it's a 22-19 lead for the Lopers. He's really giving this team a lift offensively in this first half. At Wallace into the game, goes left side for Crooker. Back to Wallace on the right. Hooks the bounce pass, low right for Slate, kicks it back to Wallace. Wallace finds Starzl low left side, pushed as he goes up with a shot, whistle and the foul, and this will get Dillon to the free throw line for a couple of free throws. Mike Detlinger with the foul. That's his first pretty obvious push that time. I guess they're going to call the foul on the floor before the shot. So, Bearcats will inbound baseline right. That's the fifth team foul. Quick inbound to Williams. Took his eyes off of it. Controls the pass, though. Or then gives that out front right side for Wallace. Wallace out between the circles as the Cats set up the offense, drilling 22-19. Just under 9 minutes left in the first half. Wallace on the right of the free throw line. Cross court left side. Finds on the wing. Bryson Williams, who knocks down the three, his first three of the game, and ties it up at 22. 8:37 left in the first half, a 22-22 game. Been six ties so far in this first half off of the right side. With it as Thomas sets up just inside the arc, takes the jumper, rims out, rebound Wallace for Northwest. Across the timeline on the right side to Williams, tries up off the shot, good, but they're going to call a whistle on the play, and well, away from the ball, again, call for a screen was Dylan Starzl. That'll be his first.
Yeah, he was moving down the lane. He was trying to make it look like he was just getting into position, but basically setting a screen at the same time, so he got called for the moving screen.
Tied at 22, 8:19 left in the first half. Laquan Thomas walks it across the timeline off the left side to the left wing. Picked up by Starzl out of the man-to-man of the Bearcats. Between the circles, with it is Christensen. Now to Thomas on the left side. Dribbles left wing. Just backpedals a bit. Tries to get a screen by Dettlinger. Drives to the left baseline and throws it away. Trying to go out front. Ball goes to the scorer's table and out of bounds. So a 22-22 game. Northwest Missouri State now with a chance to take the lead. Off the right side, Williams between the circles. Starzl. Now to Wallace. Wallace bounce pass right. Slate takes the jumper on the right side from 17. Won't go. Rebound on the floor. Controlled by Christensen for the Lopers. He dribbles down the right sideline. Pulls up on the wing. Now to Thomas right side to Christensen. Fakes right. Goes left. Now between the circles left for Dineen. And his dribble is knocked loose by Williams. Trying to come up with a steal at midcourt. And over and back is going to be called on Dineen. Trying to go for the basketball once again. Good hustle on defense by Bryson Williams.
Yeah, showed real quick hands just to knock the ball loose. And then the hustle came after trying to win the race to midcourt to the basketball.
Northwest trying to come up with their first lead of the ball game since early on here. The game currently tied up at 22. Kirker through the lane, drives, lays it up, and in with the left hand. And the Cats out to a 24-22 lead with 7:10 left in the first half. Out front, worth it is Dineen. Left side for Thomas. Now popping out to the top of Key Shields. Looks to Christensen on the right side. Guarded by Kirker right in front of us. Dribbles between the circles. Bounce pass left side. Gets it to Thomas. Thomas, now up front right side for Dineen. Guarded by Williams, drives through the lane to the bucket, forces the shot off the last one, go, rebound, Starzl for the Cats. Now it goes to Williams, down that left sideline with the dribble, into the front court to the left wing, to the left baseline. Hooks the bounce pass low, and it goes to Kozad, who was tied up with Shields, and the foul coming up on Shields.
Yeah, Shields kind of dove down. I don't know if he lost his footing or if it was an intent to dive, but by diving, he tripped up Kozad and gets called for the foul.
Sixth team foul. Bearcats inbound, baseline left. Quick inbound. Kozad fadeaway jumper from six. Good. Kozad with 4 points off the bench, and Northwest up 26-22. Across the timeline, Dineen. Out between the circles, Thomas. Back right side. On the wing is Kevin Dineen. Into the right corner, Thomas. Dineen out between the circles is Shields. They go left side, down to the baseline on the left side with the dribble drive. Shields whistles, the ball knocked out of bounds. It belonged to Nebraska Kearney with 13 on the shot clock. Thomas to inbound. And looking at the Bearcats man-to-man defense. Quick inbound off the left side. Goes to Dineen, back to Thomas in the left corner. Shot clock now down to six. Out front, left side, Shields. Shot clock at three. Shields spins into the lane, forces the jumper, just barely grazes the rim. Rebound Wallace for Northwest. Right to left, the Bearcats go. And they're traveling green uniforms with the dribble right side. Wallace out to the top of Key. Starzl looks on the left wing for Kirker. Out front, Wallace, quick pass right side, Williams. Going high post for Starzl. Pass took away by Dettlinger and is picked up by Thomas for Nebraska Kearney. Into the front court off the left side. Between the circles is Shields. Knocked loose by Wallace, chased down by Shields, and will push the pass left side to Neem. Now back to Shields. 6'4 junior, looks left side for Thomas. 5.5 minutes left in the first half, and Northwest up 26-22. Ball knocked loose by Williams as it got it to Dineen. Pretty good matchup. Williams getting the best of Dineen so far. Out front, pass goes left side, Thomas to the baseline left, drives, shot over Starzl, won't go. Kozad with the rebound for the Cats. Grant with the dribble, waiting for a guard to come out and help out, and Wallace does. He'll walk it across the timeline. Just over 5 minutes left in the first half. Northwest up 26-22. Wallace on the right side. Out front finds Williams. Williams to Wallace on the right wing. Back to Williams. Left side is Crooker. Dribbles with the right hand to the free throw line. Bounce pass low right for Starzl. Kicks it back out top for Wallace with 8 on the shot clock. Through the lane. Hit shot rejected from behind by Thomas. Gets the block and he'll break it back the other way. Second block of the year. Off the right side is Christensen. It's on the right wing. Dribbles with the left hand. Out front, Dittlinger. They go left side for Shields. Shields up front, pass knocked loose by Williams, chased down by Deneen at midcourt. Williams just about had the steal, trying to anticipate that pass out front. Shot clock now at 11 for Nebraska Kearney. Dittlinger out front, drives on Williams, pulls up out front, Dittlinger. Six on the shot clock, free throw line left, takes the jumper, rattles around, out and in. So Dittlinger gets the shot to fall, and it's a two-point game. Northwest up 26-24 with 4 minutes left in the half. Out front, Williams looks off the right side. With it is Wallace inside the arc. Now to Kozad, high post right. To Wallace, left side with it is Williams. To Wallace. Northwest being patient here on offense as Wallace dribbles left. Now back right, top of the key to the free throw line. Hooks the pass out front, Kozad. Now to Williams through the lane. Drives as he scoops with the scoop layup. A whistle and a foul. This will be a block coming up on Nebraska Kearney. Foul goes on Daquan Thomas. His first. Seventh team foul on Nebraska Kearney with 3:39 left in the first half. A break in the action. Northwest 26. UNK 24. Back to Kearney, Nebraska. Right after this 1 minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery. Now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville, the Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Today's game is being underwritten by O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to drink responsibly and to always designate a driver. More information at anheuserbusch.com.
3:39 left in the first half. Close one here in Kearney. Northwest in front of Nebraska Kearney, 26-24.
You know, we've seen what we thought with Kearney, you know, defensively. They do give up some easy looks. If you just move the ball around, sometimes you have to be a little bit patient, but other times you don't. You just have to find that opening where they're going to give you the opportunity to get the point in the paint. The first 12 points tonight by Northwest all came in the paint.
To the free throw line, Bryson Williams. Shooting two. The first of two is good. Bryson has 7 points in the first half. He's a 75% shooter at the free throw line and gives Northwest a 27-24 lead with 3:39 left in the half. Second free throw on the way, good. Bryson to the sideline. Tyler Funk back into the ballgame. Back at the point for Nebraska Kearney, Devion Pearson takes it across the timeline. Looks right side on the wing for Connor Baranek. They swing it left side for Ethan Brozek. Back right side. With it is Pearson to the right baseline. Cut off. Little dribble out front. Now brings it right side. Dettlinger spins in the lane. Little left-handed hook off the front of the rim. Rolls out left. And the rebound goes out for Northwest. Allen Wallace dribbling down that left sideline to the left wing. Takes it top of the key. Northwest up by 4. Back dribbles left. Top of the key for Snyder. Now left side for Wallace. Wallace, free throw line, into the right corner for Funk, drives the baseline, cut off, brings it out front, Snyder on the wing with the three, it's too hard, hits the backboard, but it's pulled away by Brozek for Nebraska Kearney. Now to Pearson, through the lane with the drive, and a whistle and a call, block coming up on at Northwest. Wallace will pick up the foul, that will be his second. Looked like he might have taken an extra step before making that drive into the lane.
Yeah, that extra step got him to the contact.
Pearson will inbound off the baseline right. Gets the inbound into the right corner for Baranek. Now back right side, Dentlinger to Baranek out front. Trying to drive on Funk Dust. Bounce pass low left. Brozek underneath the bucket out of a double team. Finds Dentlinger to the right side. Jumper from 16. No. And the rebound Snyder for Northwest. Allet for Wallace. And he'll dribble down the left side. Now to Funk into the left corner to Wallace left wing. They swing it right side for Kirker. Now back looking at man-to-man defense out of the Loafers, who played a little bit 2-3 as well. Left side at the free throw line. Jumper by Wallace. Won't go. Rebound tip. Then it's controlled by Brozek for Nebraska Kearney. Now to Pearson across the timeline. Out front left side for Brozek. Brozek now to Pearson. Top of the key. Dribbles right side. Now out front left with the dribble. Bounce pass low. Left side. Dentlinger. Picked up by Cozad. Posting up. Spins left. And pass Cozad. Lays it up and in with the left hand. Dentlinger with 8 points, most of those coming out on the perimeter. That time a nice strong move to the bucket and the post off the left side. Two-point game, Northwest in front, 28-26, 1:46 left in at the first half. Kirker out between the circles, dribbles left side, drives to the bucket, off the left side, shot blocked away, out of bounds, blocked out of bounds by Kevin Dineen, his second of the season, and seeing a number of blocks out of this first half from Nebraska Kearney.
And it's a little odd because they're not really a shot-blocking team.
So far with three out of this first half, inbound on the left side. Williams, now to Kirker. Left baseline for Cozad. Left open will take the jumper too hard. Rebound and the putback by Starzl, and he's fouled from behind. Connor Baranek gets called for the foul. That'll be his second, sending Starzl to the free throw line.
Well, we've seen some bad misses from some pretty good shooters on this end of the floor for Northwest tonight.
And they've all been too strong. Starzl at the free throw line. 2-2 from there tonight. And his free throw too hard. He's got 8 points out of the first half. Northwest up by two, 28-26. Minute 28 left in the first half. Second free throw by Starzl on the way. That rims up. And that rebound to Pearson off the long rebound. He'll take it across the timeline. Right side is Brozek. Brozek trying to bring it out top of the key. Finds Kendall Glidden, who just checked in. And a whistle and a foul. They're pointing at Bryson Williams, who will pick up the foul away from the ball. Bryson picks up his first foul.
You know, I'd say we've seen a few bad misses, but don't take that as a major complaint because Northwest is still shooting just shy of 48% yeah. from the field.
Inbound off the right side. Davion Pearson gets the quick inbound into the right form for Baranek, who's picked up by Funk. Dribbles into the lane. Now front for Pearson. They'll take it out near the timeline as the Wolfers spread out their offense. Off the right side, the pass for Brozek. Out to the top of the key. Baranek trying to drive on Funk. He's doing a good job on him. Drives the lane left. The layup is good. Baranek with 4 points. We're leading score averaging just over 20 points a game. And we're tied up at 28. 50 seconds left in the half. Sean Cooper back into the ballgame. Crossover dribble down the lane. Hooks the pass left corner. Funk with the long three up the front of the rim. And the rebound, Baranek. And he'll take it across the timeline for the Loafers. To the left wing. Sets up. Takes a 14-foot jumper off the left side and won't go. And Funk with the rebound. 33 seconds left in the half. Again, we're tied at 28. Cooper walks across the timeline. Northwest now to spread things out. Looking for the last shot. 22 seconds left. Cooper out near the timeline on the right side. Going one-on-one with Kevin Dineen. And trying to dribble around Dineen. Dineen hanging with him. Now he drives passing through the lane. Drives with a shot. And it is good with 8 seconds on the shot. As Cooper comes up with his first bucket of the game. Now the other way with 2 seconds left. Left side Pearson wants the jumper. And short off the front of the rim as the buzzer sounds. So Northwest going into the locker room at halftime with a 2-point lead over Nebraska Kearney. It's a 30-28 game, Northwest, in front of the Loafers. We'll be back and have more for you right after this 90-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville. Supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Bearcat radio broadcasts are brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information available at northwestbearcats.com.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street. Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
Support for today's game comes from Taco John's at 1015 South Main in Maryville. Serving breakfast and dinner, Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday from 7 a.m. until midnight and until 2 a.m. Friday and Saturday. More at tacojohns.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating their 50th anniversary, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. 660-582-3104.
Today's Bearcat Radio broadcast is sponsored by Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
And welcome back to the Health and Sports Center on the Nebraska Kearney campus, northwest in front of UNK at halftime, 30-28. Matt, it's a game where neither team's been able to put together much of a run.
No, and, you know, it just, it's had a weird flow, too, you know, and I think that's part of it. But, you know, we're kind of, though, seeing what we expected. We're not seeing a lot of patience on offense by Nebraska Kearney. And kind of the same at the other end. You know, they've given Northwest a lot of real good looks at the bucket. Bearcats taking advantage by shooting about 48%. The thing that I've been real encouraged with Northwest is they've kept Connor Baronic out of it. Now, they need to continue to do that. It's going to be hard to do. I don't think his supporting cast can hang on in a close game like this as long as they could, unless Baronic gets going. So if they're able to hold him down, which they did very well, and I think they can do in the second half, good things can happen here tonight.
I think, too, Northwest, if they can continue to concentrate on getting the ball inside to Dylan Starzl, I think he's got some mismatches in there that he can take advantage of.
Yeah, one thing that we've seen a little bit is some frustration from the guys inside because of some contact that they thought should have been called. And we have seen so far this year when that has happened against the guys for Northwest, they've almost taken it upon themselves to step up their game. They play through that. They know it's not going to be called, and they get better because of that. So hopefully they're able to do that again here in the second half.
And at halftime, Northwest in front of Nebraska Kearney, 30-28. Earlier tonight, the Nebraska Kearney women came back from 14 down to take a 70-59 victory over the Bearcats. And then we come back, Michael Smith, the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State women's basketball team, will talk about that game with Matt. It's coming up right after this 90-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center and the Prinery House. More information at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for today's game comes in part from McDonald's in Maryville. McDonald's is open 24 hours every day and now serves a limited breakfast menu beginning at midnight. McDonald's, located at the intersection of South Avenue and South Main Street in Maryville.
Kearney, that half of the men's matchup, 30-28, Northwest Missouri State with the lead over Nebraska Kearney. A little earlier this evening, a 70-59 loss for the Northwest Missouri State women. Northwest women's coach Michael Smith joining us. And, Coach, I know losses are frustrating, but with the way you guys played the second half of the first half, the second 10 minutes of the first half, had that 17-0 run. Things seemed to be going just so well going into the halftime locker room.
Yeah, it is unfortunate, man. As you said, it's you know, again, it's a this is a team that hadn't, you know, experienced a lot of winning, you know, in the past, and it showed. We went back. The coach and I went back. Coach and I went back at halftime, and we were walking in the halftime door, and I could have swore our girls thought the game was over. As much celebration as there was going on, and I walked in and said, "Ladies, last time I checked, this is a 40-minute basketball game. We've got 20 minutes left. You're on the road. Yeah, we've got a nice lead." And boy, we come out and they give us a right hook and a left jab, and it was downhill from there. Unfortunately, it came down to effort. I thought in the second half, Kearney wanted a lot more than we did. This is a tough one. This might be by far the toughest one all year that I've trying to swallow, because I came into the game really thinking that, our team had made some strides, from the previous game, and then we had a couple kids that honestly just didn't show up tonight that we expect to show up. And it's unfortunate because I felt like, we had some kids come off the bench and give us a lot of energy. They really did. But certain key positions that we count on, that really didn't show up and really hurt us more than it helped us. So our Dobbers are a little down, as you can imagine. I have to say a whole lot after the game in the locker room. You can imagine. It took the air out of our sails quite a bit. It's unfortunate because I feel like we do have the tools to be good. It's just, learning. And I've gone through this in my previous stop before I came to Northwest. It's a process. It is a process. It's unfortunate that, we've got such a quick turnaround and going to a tough place like Washburn next. And we'll really see a lot about ourselves as we have a day to prep and go into Washburn. It has nothing to do with our scout and our prep, but our body language when we step out on the floor at Topeka on Saturday night. That's what's going to be interesting.
Well, it's amazing, how much there is that goes into the game, because when you and I talked before the ball game, a lot of the things that you had talked about that you wanted to see the team do to have success, you saw that in the first half. You had them shooting threes left and right. They didn't have anything going down, as we kind of anticipated might happen.
Yep.
But there's so much more than just game planning and just some of the execution that goes into it.
Like I said, I don't understand it. It's just trying to harness. It was great excitement, great energy in the first half. It's just understanding that in this league, it's not over until it's over, especially on the road.
Yeah.
A different type of territory. So it is tough. We're going to continue to coach. We're going to continue to push this team because we've got to continue to get better. It'd be one thing if we don't have the tools, but I really believe that we have the tools. It's just we have to understand that. The first thing I told them after the game was, ladies, it's obvious we can't take things for granted.
Yeah.
And I felt like we did.
I feel like, you feel your frustration and the team's frustration, but I think the good news about that is, if you can find some good news out of frustration, is that you guys do feel that you've got something there. There is something there. You've shown that at times. If you weren't frustrated about what you've seen so far, you felt like you've hit a limit, So
yeah.
That's got to be encouraging to know there's still a lot of basketball to go,
absolutely.
And you guys know there's something to shoot for.
Absolutely. We got 12 more conferences. No, we only play five. We're guaranteed 14 more conference games.
Yeah.
14.
Yeah.
And if we do what we're capable of doing, and I've seen it with this team, you've seen it with the team, it's just like you say, it's just harnessing it. We've got a tough stretch here in front of us. We're going to learn a lot about ourselves the next 3 to 4 days because we've got a lot of basketball to play. And, hey, what else to do? I mean, I'm hoping that's why they're here. They're here to play the game of basketball, you know. We're going to come back to work tomorrow. It's going to be a long ride home tonight. We're not going to use an excuse. We're not going to be tired. We're going to come in tomorrow afternoon, prepare like we've had 4 days off, and get ready to go at Washburn and try to give our best effort, because that's all I'm looking for, again, is effort. If we give effort, we're a good team. We're a fun team to watch. There's no doubt about it, and that's what it's going to come down to on Saturday afternoon.
All right, Coach. We'll talk to you in Topeka.
All right, thanks.
That is the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State women, Michael Smith. Again, their final tonight, 70-59, Nebraska Kearney with a win. At the half of the men's matchup, 30-28, Northwest with the lead. John will have some of the numbers from the first half after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R.J. Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com.
Support for today's game comes from Taco John's at 1015 South Main in Maryville. Serving breakfast and dinner, Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday from 7 a.m. until midnight and until 2 a.m. Friday and Saturday. More at tacojohns.com.
Bearcat radio broadcasts are brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information available at northwestbearcats.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
It never stops. There's always action.
The Bearcat Halftime Report, supported by Tri-State Ford and Lincoln.
Welcome back to the Health and Sports Center on the Nebraska Kearney campus, where the half of Northwest in front by two over UNK, 30-28. As we look at the totals here at halftime, for Northwest shooting 48% from the field, 12-25. They were 2-5 from three-point range, and at the free throw line, just 50%. They're only there 8 times, 4-8 at the line. Nebraska Kearney, 46% from the field, 13-28. They were 0-2 on three-pointers, 2-3 at the free throw line. Rebounding totals, Northwest out-rebounding Nebraska Kearney 17-14. And one of the keys out of the first half, holding Nebraska Kearney, a very good offensive rebounding team, to just 3 offensive boards out of the first half. That was one of the emphasis in the game plan for Northwest coming into this matchup. Nebraska Kearney averaging over 11 rebounds a game on the offensive side. And for UNK, looking at other totals in this one, just 5 turnovers for Nebraska Kearney. Northwest turned it over only 3 times out of the first half. Neither team has a player in double figures for Northwest. They are being paced by Bryson Williams with 7 points and Dylan Starzl with 8. And for Nebraska Kearney, Mike Dittlinger with 8 points and then 6 points for Delquan Thomas. Thomas scoring those 6 coming off the bench out of the first half. Again, we're at the half. Northwest Missouri State up by 2, 30-28 as they lead the UNK Lopers. We'll be back, get ready for second half play right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Come on now, let's go! Come on now, let's go!
The Bearcat Halftime Report, underwritten by Tri-State Ford and Lincoln.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating their 50th anniversary, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. 660-582-3104.
Northwest Missouri State University's Department of Health and Human Services offers programs ranging from physical education to coaching to dietetics and parks management. Learn more today at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Welcome back to the Health and Sports Center on the Nebraska Kearney campus. We've got 20 more minutes of basketball to go. Northwest up by 2, 30-28. I'm Matt Gorder. I'm John Coffey. And Matt, it'd be nice to see Northwest come out in this first 5 minutes of this second half and put together a little bit of a run.
Yeah, absolutely. Building a lead, especially on the road. Nebraska Kearney plays real well here, and with a team like that that can shoot the basketball real well, giving yourself some cushion early in a half can make it a little bit easier. But, I just think, as weird as it sounds, if they just play good, solid Bearcat defense like we're used to seeing, I think they can get the win here tonight.
You look at one of the stats coming into this game for Nebraska Kearney. Larry allowed their opponents to score over 50% from the field, which is the highest total of any MIAA team. Northwest right now shooting 48% from the field. So right in that general area where they're getting some good looks at the bucket and taking advantage of some.
Yeah, and I think the big reason is because obviously teams are getting good looks, but the help side defense just doesn't seem to be there for Nebraska Kearney. You know, if you see a player get by their man and get a drive, it's a pretty easy lane to the basket, and the Northwest just needs to be able to take advantage of things like that.
Why have a chance? Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Northwest Missouri State will go on defense to start this second half, and they'll have Cooper along with Kirker, Schleich, Starzl, and Williams on the floor to start this game and the second half. And for Nebraska Kearney, Davion Pearson at the point guard will take the inbound. Also on the floor is Tyler Shields. Also Kevin Dineen, Mike Detlinger, and Connor Baronic. Out to the top of the key left side. Dineen with a quick pass past right side. Detlinger driving to the bucket. Slake with another block. Knocks it out of bounds. It goes off Detlinger, and it will belong to Northwest. Slake playing on his home estate turf here. Coming up with a pretty good game so far.
Absolutely perfect timing on that block.
Out top the key is Kirker. Now to Slake, top of the key. Looks on the left side. Finds Williams through the lane. Into the right corner for Cooper. Ball fake. Now back right side. Williams, a jumper. A three-pointer off the front of the rim. The rebound right side. Pulled down by Dineen for Nebraska Kearney. Cats up by two, 30-28. Second half just underway. Pearson slows up the pace for the Lopers. Goes on the right wing. And gets it to Tyler Shields. Shields, right side, Pearson. Northwest staying in man-to-man defense, which they've been in throughout the game. Dineen left side, down the lane with the dribble, nearly knocked loose by Williams into the left corner. It goes to Dineen, a ball fake up with the shot, knocks down the three. That ball fake got Williams up in the air, and then Dineen just squared up and knocked down the three, his first of the game. Came into the contest with 10 on the season. Slake, left side for Kirker, Lopez left for Starzl as he tries to drive, whistle and a foul. And this one to go against the Loafers, and Mike Detlinger gets called for the foul. That's his second out on the perimeter. As Starzl went driving down the lane. Inbound, baseline, right side, gets it to Starzl from Cooper, kicks it out top the key. Kirker scores up, wants the three, it's off the front of the rim. Rebound Slake as he pulls down the rebound, whistling a foul, and this one to go on the Loafers again inside. Trying to square up with the rebound with Slake was Tyler Shields, who will pick up his second foul of the game. Slake at, or rather Shields at 6'4 and Slake at 6'10. Slake getting the better of that matchup.
Yeah, Shields had position, but it was a little bit longer of a rebound than he expected, and that put Slake in position with that height advantage.
Cooper with the long inbound out front left as Williams leaps up, brings it down back to Cooper. Quick drive on the baseline, gets caught up in there, goes right side, finds Cooper, or rather Kirker open with a three-pointer off the right wing. Connor Kirker with his second three of the game, 8 points total, and Northwest up 33-31. Just a couple minutes into the second half. Northwest, they're traveling green uniforms with the black numerals and the white trim. The Northwest across their chest. And for the Loafers in their home whites with the blue and the yellow. In the left corner, with it is Detlinger, the baseline up the jump stop, up over Slaken, knocks him down. Over Slaken scores them both. And Detlinger having a good game. He goes into double figures with 10, ties the game up at 33. Out front, Slake looks left side for Kirker. Low left for Starzl, trying to post up with Detlinger, spins into a double team, kicks it back out front left, Williams, cross court right side for Cooper. Cooper through the lane, spins right, up with a jumper in the lane, too hard off the back of the rim, the rebound, pulled away by Dineen. Across the timeline for Pearson, crossover dribble into the right corner, finds Shields, three-pointer too hard, fight for the board inside and a whistle. And this one will go against Northwest. Foul will go on Tristan Williams, picking up his second. Grant Kozak getting ready to check into the game for Northwest, and going to the sideline will be Kyle Slake.
Talked about keeping Moronic out of the game, and it's been primarily Williams who has done that so far for Northwest.
Inbound into the right corner for Moronic. Picked up by Williams. Now dishes right side. Detlinger, a jumper from 18, won't go. Rebound tapped out front by Detlinger. And now the Loafers will set up and run their offense once again. Tied at 33. Pearson on the left wing, out between the circles for Dineen. Picked up by Kozet, stops and pops from the free throw line, knocks it down. Dineen with 7 points, five of those coming in the second half, and it's a 35-33 lead for Northwest, rather for the Loafers now. Loafers in front of the Bearcats. Cooper trying to go low right, and a whistle on a foul, trying to get the pass to Kozet and a double team on the baseline, and the foul coming up on UNK. Tyler Shields picks up his third. Just now the third team foul in the second half for Nebraska Kearney. Sean Cooper to inbound, baseline right. As Northwest going from our left to our right in this second half. Now the inbound to Funk, who checked in during the stoppage of play. Funk. Pass left side for Kirker. Pulls up. Jumper from the left. Banks it in from 10. Connor Kirker. On double figures with 10 points. And ties the game up at 35. 16:49 left in the second half. Pearson with the dribble on the right side to the right wing. Between the circles. Dineen. Between the legs with the dribble. Drives on Kozet down the lane left. Cut out. And then brings it out front right side. Pearson to the right wing. Now to Dineen, out front, a three on the way, off the left side, and is pulled away by Northwest as Connor Kirker. Kirker on the fast break, two on three, down the lane, left side, drives, lays it up, misses the shot, goes out with the board, the putback is good. Grant pulled down the rebound and went right back up with his left hand off the left side, and gives Northwest a two-point lead. Down the lane, right side, driving, and a foul out on the perimeter. As Kevin Dineen went driving by, and he was fouled. Connor Kirker reaching in, picks up the foul, that's his first. Second team foul on Northwest. Ethan Rosick into the game, going to the sideline, Tyler Shields. Northwest holding on to a 37-35 lead over the Loafers. Inbound Pearson. It was out between the circles. Looks left side for Brozik. Brozik with the right-handed dribble, pulls up. Hands off to Pearson. Now back to Brozik. Jump stop, goes cross-court right side. Dineen. Shot clock's at 15. Out on the perimeter right for Baronic. Drives the baseline on Kirker. Back pedals. Now spins pivots through a double team. Gets it right side. Detlinger, a jumper from 18. Good. Dentlinger doing most of his damage tonight on the perimeter, has 12 points, ties the game up at 37. Kozad out front, bounce pass low right for Starzl, spins left into the lane, fade away, won't go too hard, and the rebound Dentlinger for the Loafers. Tied up at 37, Baronic to the right baseline, knocked out of his hands from behind, and it goes out of bounds, it belongs to UNK. Jack Snyder into the game, and to the sideline goes Dylan Starzl. Pearson inbound, baseline left for UNK. Into the left corner, Baronic dribbles through the lane. As he does, a little bit off balance gets called for the charge. That'll be number three on Baronic. That's a pretty big foul.
Yeah, he's forcing it. He's a guy who scores the basketball. He puts a lot of points on there, and the longer he goes without doing that, the more he's going to try to force it.
Cooper, quick drive through the lane to the bucket, lays it up and in. He went down the lane off the left side, put it up with his right hand, lays it up and in. 4 points for Deshaun tonight and gives Northwest the two-point lead, 39-37. And on the left side, whistle and a foul on this one. Going on Zach Snyder, and Zach will pick up the foul, his first. Away from the ball off the left side, and Cooker going to the sideline. Williams back in for Northwest. Davion Pearson looking to inbound, baseline left, lobs it off the left side and gets it to Baronic. Picked up by Funk, drives through the lane, little runner on the way, banks it and hits it. 6 points for Baronic, that's his first bucket of the second half, and it's a tie game at 39. Cooper out front left side to Snyder, right side Williams. Dribbles out between the circles, goes cross-court left side, Cooper. Back to Williams, right side, now to Cooper looking at the 2-3 zone in the left corner for Snyder. High post up for Funk, long bounce pass, low left side for Kozad, back left side, Snyder wants the three, this time comes up short, and the rebound pulled down by Pearson on fast break, 3-on-3 break, right side for Baronic, now to Detlinger, chilling on the play, through the lane, his dribble knocked loose by Funk, picked up by Williams, now that goes to Cooper, dribbles right sideline, through the lane, now left side for Williams in the corner, they swing it back out to Cooper, sets up, top the key, three, on the way, grazes the rim, the fight for the rebound, Baronic pulls it down for the Loafers, tied up at 39, just over 14 minutes left in the game. Pearson across the timeline, off the right wing, back pedals. Guarded by Williams, drives right baseline. As he does, a screen coming up on Mike Detlinger. He should get called for the foul here. He will, and that will be his third foul. So Baronic and Detlinger, both with three fouls as we have a break in the action. A 13:59 left in the game. Northwest Missouri State 39 and UNK 39. Back to Nebraska Kearney right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's Bearcat Radio broadcast is sponsored by Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph. This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street. Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
Tied up at 39 at UNK and Northwest from the Health and Sports Center in Kearney, Nebraska. Long back order, I'm John Coffey. 13:59 left in the game. It's a two-point game at halftime. Northwest up 30-28, tied up at 39 right now. It's been a close one throughout. Wallace goes to Snyder, now left side for Williams into Cooper. Also on the floor following the timeout is Kozad, who's on the baseline off that left side. Now to Snyder. Snyder on the left, brings it out front left for Wallace, pivots at the free throw line left, now finds Cooper right side at three, rims around and out, and the rebound pulled down by Ethan Brozek for Nebraska Kearney. Northwest right now, 4 of 9 on three-point attempts here. Here we go. Come on, Green. Off of the left side. Pass tipped away, and it's out front right side as they get it to Dineen. Now to Baronic on the right wing, guarded by Williams, done a great job on him. Dribbles on the baseline, pulls up the dribble, very frustrated, gets it to Pearson, and he'll backpedal and set up the offense once again. Long three on the way off the back of the rim. Kozad fighting for the rebound with it, or rather with Glidden. Comes away with the rebound. Outlet goes to Cooper. Pushes it baseline underneath the bucket for Williams. Back pedals out front, and his shot is blocked by Glidden. And here comes Nebraska Kearney the other way. Fourth block of the season for Glidden. Pearson spins down the lane left side. Finds Glidden cutting in the bucket on the give and go. Lays it up and in. Glidden with his layup. His first bucket of the game, and that gives Nebraska Kearney a two-point lead, 41-39. On the left side, Wallace out front. Cooper, long three on the way. That time, nothing but in. Cooper drops down to three. And we got a quick timeout with 12:27 left in the game. Northwest Missouri State in front of Nebraska Kearney, 42-41. We'll be back right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury.
Today's game is being underwritten by O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to drink responsibly and to always designate a driver. More information at anheuserbusch.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677.
Back in Kearney, Nebraska, Northwest holding on to a one-point lead, 42-41. There have been 11 ties and 9 lead changes in this game up to this point.
There's going to be a lot more. This has been an entertaining one to watch for sure.
Lopers will inbound following the timeout after a three-pointer by Cooper gives Northwest a one-point lead. Pearson out front, dribbles between the circles, looks out the right side for Delquan Thomas, who gave his team a lift in the first half coming off the bench. Bronick driving on Wallace down the lane left, pulls up, goes left corner, Pearson. Pearson dribble out front, gives it to Thomas on the right side. Now back to Pearson left, into the left corner for Brozek. Brozek to the left baseline. Pass tipped by Kozad, who will go out of bounds in front of the scorer's table. And with 6 on the shot clock, Nebraska Kearney will inbound. One-point game, Northwest up 42-41. Inbound into the backcourt for Pearson, takes it to the top of the key. Off the left side, Thomas with 1 on the shot clock, knocks down the 3. Laquan Thomas with 9 points, and it's a 44-42 lead for Nebraska Kearney. Kozad out front right side, Williams out to Wallace. Fast pass low right for Starzl, trying to post up for Glidden off the glass. It's good. Dylan Starzl with the power move to the bucket. He goes into double figures with 10 and ties the game up at 44. On the right side, Baronic to the free throw line. Looks left side off the wing for Pearson. Back to Baronic out front. Wallace right now guarding him. Down the lane right. pulls up the dribble into the right corner for Brozek. Brozek now with the runner into the lane, rims around and in. Brozek with his first bucket of the game. He came into tonight's action, averaging almost 11 points a contest. On the left side, with it on the left wing, is Wallace out between the circles for Cooper. Back left side, Williams. Williams, cross court right side, Cooper. Cooper dribbles to the free throw line, dishes low left side, throws it behind Wallace and out of bounds. Wallace is cutting toward the bucket just as Cooper went with that pass and goes behind Wallace out of bounds. Wallace and Williams to the sideline, Kirker and Funk in for Northwest. Wallace on the floor for the Cats, Kozad, Starzl, and Cooper. Across the timeline, Pearson on the left wing, Baronic to the free throw line, back right side, Pearson. Dribbles right ring with 10.5 minutes left in the game. Lobs it into the right side, on the sideline for Eglin, trying to drive the baseline, cut off by Starzl. Brings it out front, left side for Baronic. Whistle out front and a foul. And this one, going Northwest and Tyler Funk. That'll be his at first. Looks like a little body check out front.
Hey, he just got a little behind on his footwork there.
Let's go, Green. 2-point game. Loafers in front of the Bearcats, 46-44. Pearson with the inbound on the left side for Thomas. Out front and left for Baronic, trying to drive on Funk to the free throw line. Pulls up, double team, kicks it back right side for Pearson.
Force him into it.
Pearson trying to drive on Cooper, does. Dishes low, left side. Brozek up with a shot and knocks it in. Had a little bit of position inside on Funk, and Brozek able to knock it down. And it's a 4-point game, Northwest down. Quickly the other way, driving. The layup missed by Funk, and the rebound pulled away by Brozek for Nebraska Kearney on the fast break to the right wing. Out front right, Thomas, quick pass left side for Pearson, dribbles down the lane and cut off. Brings it back out to the left side, out between the circles is Baronic. Back pedals near the timeline. Tries on Starzl, goes low baseline on the right. Brozek tries and has to slam back. Someone lost Brozek and he has the easy lane to the bucket and slams it down with two hands and a timeout by Northwest. 9:29 left in the game. It's a 6-point lead for the Loafers as they have a 50-44 lead over the Bearcats. We'll be back to Kearney, Nebraska, right after this 30-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center and the Prinery House. More information at conceptionabbey.org.
From Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey, 9:29 left in the game. UNK Loafers with the largest lead either team's had so far this evening, a 50-44 lead over the Bearcats. Northwest's largest lead of the game has been 4. Across the timeline on the right side. With it is Kirker. Brings it out top between the circles. Williams back right side is Kirker. Kirker backpilling to the top of the key now through the lane. Drives and tries to hook the pass low for Starzl. Goes into the right corner. Funk picks it up for the Cats. Brings it to Cooper right side. Cooper down the lane right underneath the bucket. Left side for Kirker. Now to Williams through the lane. Trying to go with the runner. Whistle and a little bit of a collision inside. And a foul coming up on UNK. And that'll be kind of the Ronnie's fourth foul. That's a huge foul there. And we got a timeout as well. 9:05 left. It's Nebraska Kearney 50, Northwest 44. We'll be back right after this 1 minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating their 50th anniversary, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. 660-582-3104.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery. Now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville, the Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Highline Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HighlineHomeFurnishings.com.
9:05 left. Northwest trailing at Nebraska Kearney 50-44. Welcome back, Gordon. I'm John Coffey, man. I think it's a pretty key part of the ballgame right now. I think if either team could take a little bit of momentum here, that could make a huge difference.
Yeah, you know, we haven't seen a lot of momentum either way. So, you know, momentum for either team of any kind you would take right now.
And for Northwest goes to Williams into the right corner. Through the lane he goes. Up for the jumper and misses. And rolls out left. Pearson trying to come up with a rebound. Nearly lost it on the baseline.
I think it was smart. They went right at Baronic, something they need to do with four fouls on him and still in the ballgame.
Right now, Nebraska Kearney on a 9-2 run over the Bearcats with 8:44 left in the game. 50-44, Northwest Missouri State trailing the Loafers. Pearson with it to the left baseline. Dribbles to the left wing. Out front between the circles and away from the wall. West on a foul. I think you got a moving screen coming up on Daquan Thomas. That'll be his second.
Yeah, he kind of leaned with his upper body to get that pick set and got called for it.
Northwest with it across the timeline, going from our left to our right in the second half. Cooper to the top of the key. Again, man-to-man defense right now. The Loafers have been switching from that 2-3 to a man. Now to Funk at the top. Looks off the left wing for Crooker to the free throw line. Left side, Williams. Now out near the timeline for Deshaun Cooper. Cooper at the top of the key. Drives the lane, kicks it into the right corner. Crooker with the left-handed three attempt. Nothing but that. Connor Crooker with his second three of the game. He's got 13 points total. Pulls Northwest within three. Just under 8 minutes left in the game. Davion Pearson into the front court right side. Dribbles to the top. Now hands off to Baronic. Baronic trying to drive on Williams. Stops, pops up right side from 15. Good. Baronic with 8 points. Again, playing with four fouls. Gives the Loafers a 52-47 lead with 7:37 left. Crooker out front, left side. Williams. Now near the timeline for Cooper. Penetrates through the lane. Drive, scoop play up. Had a little English on it. Still wouldn't go. And the rebound pulled away by Glidden for the Loafers. Now foul for Cooper. He was on the floor underneath the bucket coming up and trying to go down the floor as Glidden had the ball. Reached in, commits the foul. Bit of a frustration foul, I think, that time for Deshaun. Fifth team foul on the Bearcats. 52-47, Northwest Missouri State trailing with 7:20 left in the game. Pearson across the timeline, picked up by Cooper. Pretty good matchup between those two. Left wing pass, finds Thomas. Trying to dribble on Crooker, does to the free throw line. Bounce pass, knocked loose, and chased down on the baseline as Starzl comes away with it. We'll give it to Williams, left to right across the timeline. Into the right corner for Cooper, who steps on the sideline as he takes the pass. And the turnover will give it to Nebraska Kearney. Turnover's really not much of an issue for either team. For Northwest, that is just their seventh turnover. Kearney with eight in the game. 52-47. Loafers in front of the Bearcats. Pearson across the midcourt. Looks right side. Baronic. High post right Glidden. Drives on Starzl to the baseline. Spins. Brings it out front. Brozik through the lane. A little push shot off the front of the rim. No. And Starzl closed the rebound for the Cats. Northwest down. 52-47. Cooper across the timeline to the right wing. Out front Starzl trailing on the play. Looks left side, Williams out front for Crooker. Right side, Cooper. The time with the bounce pass left for Williams. Now they try to go low inside for Starzl and a whistle and a foul coming up. Kendall Glidden will pick up the foul, and that will be his second. He'll go to the sideline along with Thomas and Dentlinger back into the ballgame. Loafers also send in Ethan Brozek.
We really want to see Northwest offensively get the ball at least every other time down the floor to Williams. He's being guarded by Baronic, and I think if they take it right at him, it's either going to be some easy opportunities for Williams or you can get that fifth foul on Baronic and get that option out of the game.
Starzl knocks down the first free throw. We'll have a second. Northwest down by four. Dillon's second free throw. High bounce off the rim and rolls out. Dillon struggling at the line tonight. 3 of 6. Team also not shooting as well as you would expect. They're 50%, 5 of 10 so far tonight. Cast down, 52-48. Brozek, right baseline, drives on Funk, cut off. Now to Dentlinger. He's been tough on the Cats tonight. Off that right wing, brings it out front for Pearson with 14 on the shot clock. Just over 6 minutes left in the game. Hook pass goes to Dentlinger out front, whistling a foul. And this will go on Bryson Williams trying to go for the steal of that pass. Got a little bit of the Dentlinger's body and picks up his fourth foul. I checked that just his third. So Williams will pick up his third foul. And we got a timeout. Kearney wants a timeout. 6:02 left in the game. The Lopers 52, Northwest 48. We'll be back to Kearney, Nebraska right after this 30-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes from Taco John's at 1015 South Main in Maryville. Serving breakfast and dinner, Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday from 7 a.m. until midnight and until 2 a.m. Friday and Saturday. More at tacojohns.com.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information available at northwestbearcats.com.
6:02 left in the game. Northwest trailing at Nebraska Kearney, 52-48. Lopers will inbound following the timeout. They'll inbound baseline right. Pearson looking to inbound. Lobs it out front. Brozek leaps up, pulls it down. And we'll hand off to Pearson. Not near the timeline to set up the offense. Dribbles right side. Through the lane. Gets caught from the air. Just tosses it up, trying to draw the foul. And the ball goes to Starzl. Northwest will go the other way.
Tell you what, UNK's been real heavy on the right side of the floor. They have used the left side very little in this half.
Further on the right is Crooker. Out front, left for Williams. Now left side, Cooper. Cooper down the lane, drives to the bucket, lays it up in. Russell and a block foul coming up. They'll count the bucket. And Dentlinger trying to slide over on the play, picks up the foul. That will be his fourth foul.
Both officials, that blue whistle, signaled block immediately. Oper fans don't think so, but they both had the same call.
And Cooper to the free throw line for the first time tonight. 65% shooter on the season. Trying to make it a three-point trip down the floor, and the Cats continue to struggle at the line tonight. Cats now just 5 of 11 at the free throw line. Cats, though, trailing by 2, 52-50. Out front, Pearson, 5:23 left in the game. Bounce pass low left. It goes to Brozek. Drives, lays it up and in. Puck trying to go for the steal. Didn't quite get there. Brozek then spun and went to the bucket. Brozek with 8 points, all coming in the second half, and it's a 4-point Loper lead over the Bearcats. Cooper on the left side for Williams. On the wing, now brings it out front, Crooker, right side, Cooper. Man-to-man defense out of UNK. Cooper dribbling to the right wing. Out front, Funk goes cross-court, left side for Crooker, lobs the pass low left for Starzl. Starzl double-team, kicks it back left side for Williams, drives the lane, the runner on the way, slotted away, but it was on a foul coming up. And they're going to give this one to Connor Baronic. And that will be Baronic's. I've got him down for 5 fouls. They just mentioned the scores table, his fourth. I swore that it should be his 5th foul, but they got 4 at the scores table with 4:49 left in the game. Northwest Missouri State trailing 54-50. Timeout. We'll be back right after this 1 minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677.
Today's Bearcat Radio broadcast is sponsored by Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury.
4:49 left of the game. Northwest trailing at Nebraska Kearney, 54-50. That last foul on Connor Baronic, according to the scores table, his 4th now. I had him down for 4 previous to that, but that is officially his 4th. This sends Bryson Williams to the free throw line as he went driving down the lane. Bryson 2 of 2 at the line tonight. Chance to pull Northwest to within 2. Eyes the bucket, free throw on the way. Good. 8 points for Bryson. That's his 1st point of the second half. 54-51, Northwest Missouri State trails. and 4:49 left in the game. Second free throw, good. Two-point game, Northwest down 54-52, under 5 minutes left. Pearson across the timeline on Cooper. He goes, dribbles into a ball trap and a quick timeout coming up by Nebraska Kearney. So a break in the action. 4:41 left in the game. Northwest down by two, 54-52. We'll be back right after this 30-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes in part from McDonald's in Maryville. McDonald's is open 24 hours every day and now serves a limited breakfast menu beginning at midnight. McDonald's, located at the intersection of South Avenue and South Main Street in Maryville.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com.
Coaching staff for Nebraska Kearney immediately calling a timeout as Northwest went into that half-court trap that they've been successful with for the last several years. Inbound for Nebraska Kearney as they have a two-point lead, 54-52, with 4:36 left in the game. With Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. Pearson down the lane off the left side. Goes to the left wing. Now finds at left baseline Mike Dentlinger. He's playing with four fouls. Guarded by Cozette, who checked in during the timeout. Left side for Pearson. Through the lane, the runner on the way, good, and a foul. He banks it in, and a foul coming up on Northwest. Deshaun Cooper will get called for the foul. That will be number four on Cooper. And gets Pearson to the free throw line, who has 6 points. And it's a 54-52 game. Northwest Missouri State trailing. 4:20 left. Pearson at the line. Trying to make this a three-point trip down the floor for the Lopers, and he does. 55-52. The Lopers in front of the Bearcats. Cooper pushes it left side. Finds Williams now between the circles. Funk right side for Crooker. Connor with the dribble at the left hand. Now to the free throw line. Down the lane he goes to the bucket. Lays it up and in. No one came over to help as he went driving down the lane. Connor got the layup. He has 15 points tonight. 4:05 left. Northwest down 57-52. A low-scoring game for a couple of teams. One, Northwest, who averages 80 a game, and Nebraska Kearney averages 79 a ball game. Right side, Pearson to the baseline, spins through the lane, lays it up, misses too hard, fight for the board, loose on the floor, whistle and a foul. And this one, they reach over foul coming up on the Lopers. So they'll go the other end. That foul going on Ethan Rozek, that is his third foul, and the 10th team foul on the Lopers. So Northwest, which has struggled at the free throw line this evening, 5 of 13 at the line, will send Funk to the free throw line here. Tyler with his first trip to the line tonight. He's been held scoreless so far. Free throw on the way, and it's too hard.
There's something about this end of the floor and shooting for Northwest teams tonight. We saw the women shoot about 50% in the first half at the other end and then really struggle in the second.
One more free throw coming for Tyler, and that one's good. 57-55, Northwest down by two, 3:46 left. Pearson in the front court right side, driving on Williams into the right corner. Finds Brozek. Now to Dineen. Back to Brozek, right side, quick pass, low right side. Brozek now kicks it into the left corner. Open is Pearson, the three on the way. Rims around, out, rebound in the lane by Shields. Knocked loose on the baseline, and it goes out of bounds. And Northwest Missouri State will get it. And a foul as well coming up on Nebraska Kearney.
Yeah, a collision between Pearson and Deshaun Cooper gets Cooper to the free throw line.
3:27 left. Northwest down by two. Deshaun with a chance to tie this game up. He's 0 of 1 at the line. Deshaun in his career has been a very good free throw shooter, but this year just a 65% shooter. Goes to the line to shoot two. First one, too hard. Oh, those free throws.
Hit a normal percentage, and it's a decent lead right now for Northwest.
Northwest, 8 of 16 at the line tonight. They came into the game second in the conference at the free throw line, averaging 75.9%. One more free throw coming to Deshaun. And that one rims out. Two-point game, Northwest down 57-55, 3:20 left. Out between the circles, Dineen looks on the right side on the wing. Peronic playing with four fouls. Left side. Pass for Dineen. Dribbling left as Darzal checks him off out of that ball trap. They swing it back right side. Baseline driving Peronic, or rather Brozic drives, finds Stetlinger, drives to the bucket, and he's fouled going up with a shot.
Good ball movement that time around by Carney, even just in the paint. They got three passes real quick in the paint.
Grant Kozad picked up the foul. That's his first. Dentlinger going to the free throw line. He has 12 points. Four of those coming in the second half. And his free throw is good. Nebraska Kearney came into this game a 69% shooting team at the free throw line. And tonight they're 4 of 5. Second free throw good. 59-55, Northwest Missouri State down. 3 minutes left. And Nebraska Kearney drops into a 2-3 zone this trip down. Playing some man-to-man. Right side is Cooper. Lobs it out front for Funk. Left side is Williams. Now to Cooper. Free throw line for Kozad. Takes it in lane. Drives. Shot rims out right. And the rebound pulled away by Brozic for Nebraska Kearney. 2:40 left. Northwest down. 59-55. Dineen between the circles. Dribbles left side. Into the left corner. For Shields. Tyler Shields drives on Kirkert. Baseline left. Cutting off is Kozad. Now left side Dettlinger on the wing with the jumper. It's good. Gets inside the arc. Dettlinger. It's been a thorn in the Bearcats side tonight. He's got 16 points. 61-55. Nebraska Kearney in front with 2:16 left. Right side pass from Kirkert trying to go to Cooper. Tipped out of bounds in front of the Bearcat bench by Kevin Dineen. 26 seconds left on the shot clock as Northwest will inbound right in front of us. Inbound to Kirker near the timeline. They swing it left side. Williams back out to Kirker trying to attack that 2-3 zone on the right side for Cooper. Cooper out front finds Kirker on the left side. Williams the three is good as he rattles it down. Bryson with his second three of the game. 12 points tonight and a timeout Northwest. 1:59 left in the game. Nebraska Kearney 61, Northwest 58, back in 30 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni. This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street. Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at
660-582-8800. 1:59 left of the game. Northwest going 61-58 to Nebraska Kearney. With lost 10 seconds for station identification, you're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Cats go into full court pressure after the three-pointer by Williams. And for Nebraska Kearney, they break it, dribbling across the timeline. Baronic. Now they go low with the pass knocked loose in the lane and picked up by Northwest. Kirker comes away with it. He'll take it down the sideline on the right side. Pulls up the wing into the right corner. Williams, another three on the way. Got it. Nothing but net for Bryson Williams. Off the right corner, ties the game up at 61 with 1:33 left in the game.
Two huge threes and back-to-back trips down the floor.
Dineen to the top of the key. Looks left side. Veronic pulls up, takes the jumper. It's short. Barely grazes the rim. Cooper with it. The Cats with a chance to take the lead. A long alley goes to Williams. Lays it up on the right side and good. Bryson Williams on an 8-0 run by himself. And it's a 63-61 Northwest lead with 1:14 left. And a timeout, UNK. We'll keep it right here.
Yeah, one thing that we saw, another trip down the floor. Obviously, the shots are huge, but we saw Bronick take that shot going to his left. You can just tell he's not comfortable there. Just even getting into the shot just did not look comfortable for him. He spent so much time on the right side of the floor, as has his team. But if you can just force them over to the left, they don't have as much success, and they're starting to get a little bit anxious. We talked about wanting to be anxious offensively, getting into some quick offense and score. They're getting back into that right now, and really their patience is what has helped them in this second half.
And for Northwest, an 8-0 run. Bryson Williams with a couple of threes, and then he got the Alba pass off of the turnover and had the layup, and Northwest has taken the lead now 63-61 with 1:14 left in this game. Loafers will inbound. They go from our right to our left. Dineen guarded by Cooper as he walks across the timeline. Dribbles left side, left wing, hooks the pass out front. Bentling had to leap up, bring it down. Goes to Baronic on the right side of the baseline. Kicks the pass, tipped away. Starzl goes after the ball in the corner, tries to save it inbounds. Can't do it. But with 15 on the shot clock, 57.7 on the game clock, the Loafers are inbound off the right side.
Great effort by Starzl to try to get after that basketball. That would have been a huge steal for Northwest.
Cats up by two, 63-61. Kyle Slate to check into the ball game for Northwest. Kirk will go to the sideline, giving the Bearcats a little bit of size and making it a little bit tougher to try to get this inbound. Right now, the stoppage of play to allow the right corner where players have been diving after that ball to let the perspiration be soaked up. Inbound right side, Baronic. Baronic driving the lane on Williams, tries and misses the layup. The tip intercept over there. Baronic got the tip in. He goes into double figures of 10. And now, stoppage of play. Official coming over to the scorer's table here. Kirker getting ready to check in, but the official right in front of the scorer's table saying he can't come in right now. Game's tied up at 63 with 52 seconds left.
Not really sure why they've stopped play.
Not either. Slake will inbound for Northwest.
And that's too bad because that allowed Nebraska Kearney to set up in full court pressure.
Inbound goes to Funk. And now left side for Williams. Still in the backcourt to Slake. Slake now to Williams into the front court off the left side. Back to Slake. Right side goes to Cooper. 41 seconds left in the game. 23 on the shot clock. We're tied at 63 in a timeout, Bearcats. So down to 38.5 seconds left. And it's a 63-63 game. Northwest Missouri State was up by two at halftime, 30-28. It's been essentially a close game throughout. The largest lead of this game, 6 points by Nebraska Kearney. Northwest has had a 4-point lead in this game, and right now we're tied at 63.
And that's the last timeout for Northwest, too, in this part of the game. So from here on out, unless this game goes to overtime, they're going to have to get it figured out on the court.
And that's not out of the realm of possibility here. Again, a 63-63 game. Northwest with possession of the basketball as they'll have the inbound coming here.
Looks like Nebraska Kearney also out of timeout. So as far as regulation goes, they're going to have to get the last 39 seconds figured out on the court.
Well, that's the way it ought to be.
Yeah.
Northwest will be sending out on the floor Connor Kirker along with Bryson Williams. That tie the front, Dylan Starzl. And Deshaun Cooper. Pretty good shooters out there.
And maybe even a bigger key, good defenders as
yes.
well.
Williams will inbound on the far side, off the sideline on the left. Just inbound in the backcourt, chased down by Cooper with 37 seconds left in the game, 19 on the shot clock. Cooper across the timeline to the top of the key. Man-to-man defense now out of the Loafers. Cooper wants to go one-on-one. Down the lane he goes, and there's a layup is slotted out of bounds by Kevin Deneen. Northwest will inbound now with 9 on the shot clock. 26.6 seconds left in regulation. Tyler Funk will inbound baseline right. Looks to inbound and gets it right side and finds Cooper. He'll take it to the right wing. Now 7 on the shot clock. Takes the jumper on the right side. A 3. Rims around and out. And the rebound inside. Pulled away by Pearson for Nebraska Kearney. 18 seconds left in the game. Pearson across the timeline and a timeout. UNK.
Yes, they did have one left. The official said that they didn't have any. Official at the scorer's table, but I guess he was wrong.
63-63 game, 15.3 seconds left.
So now Nebraska Kearney obviously is going to try to work for the last shot here because that's how you play it. If you go into overtime at home, it's a lot easier of a deal. So you know they don't want to give Northwest an opportunity, any opportunity to even retire or take a lead. So they'll work for the final shot of the half and not take that, or excuse me, final shot of the game and not take that shot too early.
Well, it's been a close one throughout.
Hopefully, Northwest will be able to force them to the left side of the floor in whatever that they end up getting because Nebraska Kearney is a lot less comfortable on the left side of the floor than they are on the right side offensively. They have spent probably three-quarters of their time on the right side of the floor on the offensive end in this second half.
And if you're looking to get a turnover, neither team really has turned the ball over much tonight. For Nebraska Kearney, they've turned it over 9 times, Northwest 7 times. Cast coming out of the floor with Slate, Sparzel, Wallace, Williams, and Funk. And Nebraska Kearney coming up. Veronica out on the floor playing with 4 fouls. Right now that's immaterial with 15 seconds left in at regulation. Detlinger out there with 4 as well. Pearson, also Deneen, who will get ready to inbound. And Brozek inbound comes to Pearson in the backcourt with 13 seconds left. It goes left side. Brozek with it. Picked up by Slake. Out front left for Baronic. Guarded by Williams. Down the lane he goes with 6. Left side ball knocked loose. It's controlled by Baronic. He will spin left side and gets called for a travel. A little bit off balance trying to force the shot with 2.4 seconds left. And Northwest will have an opportunity here with the game tied up at 63.
Yeah, I think Baronic was expecting more contact. And when Northwest backed off, that set him off balance a little bit and forced him into that travel.
Yeah, so I have to take it full length of the floor facing full court pressure with 2.4 seconds left in regulation. Funk will inbound. And Funk gets a quick inbound to Cooper. Cooper falls to the floor, slides from the floor as the buzzer sounds. And we're going to go to OT. We're going to overtime. A 63-63 game, Northwest and Nebraska Kearney. A game that's been close throughout.
The Kearney fans wanted a travel call there on Cooper, but he didn't have possession of the basketball. It rolled away from him, so you're not going to end up with a travel call there. But definitely an interesting last half a minute of that regulation, because neither team really looking real solid right there and trying to get the win.
And one key you look at right now, Matt, and we were talking about it a little bit earlier, Northwest is hitting their free throws. They've got this game won. 8 of 17 at the free throw line for 47% tonight.
Yeah, that's very easily the number one thing that you look at here is their free throw shooting. You know, there have been other mistakes and things like that, but simply just make those free throws. Or, you know, take half of what they missed and bring them up to their regular percentage of 75%, and the game's over already.
Going into this game, one of the points for Northwest, they wanted to limit the offensive rebounds out of Nebraska Kearney. Kearney averages over 11 offensive boards a game. They've been held to just 6 in that category.
Yeah, and they've done a good job with the 6 that they had, so you can see why Northwest wanted to limit them. But, again, I think in this overtime, Northwest wants to continue to keep them on the left side of the floor when they're on offense. Nebraska Kearney, they just... It almost looks like they just don't work on it, you know, because they are just not comfortable. They'll overload that right side, leave one or two guys over on the left side, and there's not much they're able to do out of that.
Ethan Rosick will jump center for Nebraska Kearney. Dylan Starzl for Northwest. Cats will win the tip. They go from our left to our right. Slake on the floor along with Starzl, Kirker, Williams, and Cooper. The original starting 5 for Northwest. Williams on the left side, out front for Kirker. Right side is Cooper. Cooper dribbling out between the circles. Looks left for Kirker. Now back to Cooper. Gets a screen by Slake. Now Slake will take it top the key. Looks in the lane. Pass stolen. And it is picked up by Baronic for Nebraska Kearney. Left side, Deneen. Now to Baronic out front. Drives on Williams into the right corner. Brozek. Brozek through the lane. A little runner with the right hand. Rims out left. Rebound for Northwest. Slake pulls down the board for the Cats. And we'll give it to Cooper. Northwest again going from our left to our right in this second half. Now into overtime. Still tied up at 63. With the ball out front is Cooper. Drives left through the lane to the bucket. Lays it up. And it's good and a foul. Cooper with the drive to the bucket was fouled on the play by Deneen. His second. He'll count the bucket and Cooper with a chance at a three-point trip down the floor. Slate to the sideline. Kozad in for Northwest. That's up by 2. 65-63. 4:09 left in overtime. Cooper at the line. Sight shoots and hits. 66-63, Northwest Missouri State. Just over 4 minutes left in OT. Pearson across the timeline to dribble left side. Crossover dribble. Back pedals. Top of the key. We'll give it to Deneen out front. Guarded by Cooper. Right side out of a weave. They go to Baronic. Baronic driving on Williams. Done a good job. Lee Tim knocks the ball away from Baronic and picks it up. For another steal for Williams. 3-point Bearcat lead. Across the timeline, Cooper. Northwest spreading out their offense. Cooper between the circles, dribbles right side, hops, now back pedals, top the key, finds Kozad, left side for Williams. Williams cross court right side for Cooper. It's a left-handed dribble, checked off out front by Shields. Now sets up, wants the three, and rims out, and the rebound Detlinger for the Lopers. Three-point Bearcat lead, Pearson across the timeline. Down the lane left, he goes on, Cricker, and a foul as the ball is stuck underneath the rim. Foul coming up on Connor, that will be his second. 3-point Bearcat lead, 66-63. Been 14 ties and 11 lead changes in this game.
Wow.
Pearson at the line. Shooting two. First one on the way. Good. Davion Pearson with 8 points. He's now 2 of 3 at the free throw line. Four of his 8 points coming in the second half. 2-point game. Northwest in front, 66-64. Here's the second free throw. That's too hard. Rebound chased down. Kozad trying to go at it in the right corner, and it is off of Kozad, they say. Trying to fight for it with Brozek. Of course, Ben McCollum in front of us thought it should have been off of Brozek, but the officials will give it to Nebraska Kearney, and the inbound will be Kevin Deneen. Inbound on the right sideline, and it goes out of bounds as Pearson couldn't hold on to it.
He just took his eyes off of it. Simply a lack of attention there. I mean, it was a good pass. It was right to him. It was a bounce pass, and he was going to let it spin in his hand. Took his eyes off before it got there.
Kozad will inbound in the backcourt and gets the inbound to Cooper. Let's see if Northwest can take advantage of an unforced error. Cooper across the timeline, dribbles right side. Bounce pass out front for Williams. Williams is responsible for helping Bearcats tie this thing up as he had an 8-0 run. Pass by Cooker, trying to go into a double team for Kozad. Knocked loose, ball ricochets into the backcourt, goes out of bounds and belonging to Northwest off of the Loafers. Cats a little bit fortunate out of that.
Yeah, there was a good hustle toward the sideline. Probably very easily could have been a call against Northwest, but they let it go and it ended up off of Pearson out of bounds.
Couple officials in the backcourt now gathering and talking some things over. The officials tonight, Trent Lovewell, along with Brooks Wells and Pete Larson.
They were discussing whether or not there should be a shot clock reset, and I think they've made the proper decision to leave it at 14.
2:50 left in overtime. Inbound in the backcourt goes to Cooper. He's chased by Deneen across the timeline as they spread out the offense to the lane to the bucket. Lays it up and in! Deshaun Cooper with the drive to the bucket, a quicker player than Deneen, and Northwest took advantage of that. It's a 4-point Bearcat lead, 2:35 left in overtime. Out front is Pearson. Looks off the left side for Deneen, low left for Detlinger. Posting up on Kozetz, pins into the lane, left side for Baronic. Baronic now left side, Detlinger. Detlinger driving on Kozetz, pins the lane to the bucket, blocked in a foul. Brought the ball down around his waist, and Kozetz tried to slap the ball away, and will pick up the foul. 10th team foul on Northwest, second on Kozad, and sends Mike Detlinger to the free throw line where he is 2 of 2 tonight. A 70% shooter on the season, 30 of 43 coming into the game. The knee bend, the free throw, and it's good. 17 points now for Detlinger. End of the game. Tyler Shields to the sideline. Davion Pearson for Nebraska Kearney. 2:19 left in overtime, 3-point Northwest lead, and now a 2-point lead as Denlinger hits the second free throw. 68-66, Northwest Missouri State in front. Across the timeline goes Cooper. Again, man-to-man defense out of the Loafers. Cooper to the top of the key, now through the lane, drives, kicks it off the left side, Williams with a three, a tip, got it! A big three from the left corner for Northwest, and Williams and Northwest in front, 71-66. Just under 2 minutes left in overtime. Good penetration by Cooper, and the kick out into the left corner where Williams was able to knock down the three. On the left side, Deneen into a double team. Goes out of it, goes right side for Baranek. Baranek drives and off balance, goes up with a shot, but a whistle and a foul. Coming up, this will be on Northwest, and getting called for the foul will be Bryson Williams. Fourth foul on Williams. This will send Baronic to the free throw line. And Connor Baronic, just like everything else in his game, a good free throw shooter. He's an 83% shooter there this season. Been held to 10 points, averages 21 a game. So Northwest done a very good job defending Baronic tonight. Free throw on the way, and it's good. His first trip to the line. A transfer to this Nebraska Kearney program from Doane College. We'll have a second free throw and knocks that one down. 71-68 Northwest, looking at 2-2-1 full court pressure. Crooker still in the backcourt, dribbles into the front court off the left side into a trap, gives it to Kozad, now right side for Williams. He'll hand the ball off to Cooper. Northwest sets up the offense as they try to spread it out again. Try to get a 1-on-1 matchup out front with Dineen. Northwest has made them pay a couple times. Now Cooper dribbling from the scorer's table off the right side. Shot clock's at 11. Cooper now 1-on-1 through the lane to the bucket, tries to dish to Kozad, cutting through the lane, puts it up, won't go, fight for the rebound, and is pulled away by Brozek for Nebraska Kearney. Now to Baronic across the timeline, going 1-on-1 with Williams down the line, stripped away by Williams, but he's on the baseline, and the ball will belong to the Lopers, but still a good play defensively by Williams.
Yeah, Williams has such good hands defensively, and Kozad there on that trip down. He's done it a lot of times out at the top of the key to knock a ball loose tonight.
Hats up, 71-68. The inbound all the way up front. Baronic pulls it down between the circles. Dribbles left side. Pulls up out top of the key. Brozek with the jumper. Misses too hard. And the rebound in the free throw line. And whistle and a foul. Brozek went for the rebound. Kozad gets called for the foul. His third. And this will send Brozek to the line. A 6'7 sophomore out of Norfolk, Nebraska. Brozek originally signed with Nebraska Omaha. Played here and then transferred to Nebraska and Lincoln just to be a student at UNL, and then is back this year and playing in this second semester. Free throw too hard. 63% shooter, but he hadn't been there that often, just on his short season. Came into the game 5 of 8 at the line. 71-68, Northwest Missouri State in front with 57.9 seconds left in overtime. Second free throw rattles around and out. Fight for the rebound on the baseline. Out of bounds, and it'll belong to Nebraska Kearney.
Two rebounds on missed free throws late here for Northwest that they didn't get to, that Nebraska Kearney gets extra possession.
Wallace into the game. Crooker goes to the sideline. 56.3 seconds left in OT. Northwest up by 3. Dineen looking to inbound, gets it into the left corner for Brozek. Guarded by Kozad. Bounce pass out front, thrown away, chased down at midcourt, sliding after the ball with Shields. He went sliding with it, got the pass away. Brozek with the left side, down the lane, into a double team. Tries to spin, fades away, finds cutting through Shields, ball fake up with a shot, long run, a foul. This one will go on Northwest, and Bryson Williams will pick up his fifth. That will get Connor Crooker off the bench and into the game. 71-68, Northwest in front of Nebraska Kearney. 39.2 seconds left in overtime.
That's pretty exciting for Nebraska Kearney fans because Williams has shut down their best offensive player tonight.
Shields going to the free throw line where he's 2-for-2 tonight. 79% shooter. 71-68. Northwest Missouri State in front, and Shields' free throw rattles out. A big miss by Shields and a timeout by UNK's coaching staff with their coaches Tom Kropp and Kevin Lofton. So with 39.2 seconds left, 71-68, Northwest Missouri State still with the lead.
So that's three straight misses at the line for Nebraska Kearney. That free throw could have potentially been tying this game, but I guess, though, they got the possession because of a missed second free throw. But, boy, a lot of missed free throws in this game, most of them by Northwest and during regulation. But we've seen some key shots missed tonight.
Nebraska Kearney's 10 of 15 at the free throw line. Northwest 9 of 18.
And for Nebraska Kearney, they were doing a great job. But like we said, they've missed their last three attempts. So they were 10 of 12 here just a few minutes ago. But this is a pretty key part of the game to miss those free throws. Three missed free throws in an overtime. Feels like six.
Oh, it does, doesn't it? Seems like they've been playing down on Nebraska Kearney's end of the floor here on offense for quite some time here.
Yeah. I guess the good news is what that means is they're getting some misses, and you know they're not scoring and getting Northwest the basketball. But eventually, if you give a team enough chances on their offensive end, they are going to convert that into points.
Well, I have a chances clause. 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. seconds left. Northwest Missouri State holding on to a 71-68 lead over Nebraska Kearney. Bearcats trying to get back on the winning track after loss to Central Oklahoma on Saturday afternoon. Back to the free throw line, Tyler Shields will have one more free throw coming his way. Junior from Kearney, Nebraska, eyes the bucket, free throw on the way, and that one's good. Now it's a two-point game, 71-69. Northwest Missouri State in front, full court pressure. Inbound comes to Wallace into the left court, rather right corner. Now to Cozad underneath the UNK bucket, and a whistle and a foul. And they'll get Cozad to the free throw line at the other end with 33.1 seconds left. Northwest up 71-69. Shields picks up his fourth foul. And Grant Cozad going to the free throw line where he's 0 for 2 tonight. Again, Grant, fourth in the MIAA in free throw shooting percentage this season coming into tonight's game, an 85% shooter from there. So statistically, this is one of the guys you'd like to see at the line for Northwest. Cozad goes to the line, side shoots, and misses as it goes around and out.
That's another thing, too, is that they're sharing the misses. It's not just one player having a bad night. We're seeing misses by a lot of different guys that you don't normally see miss.
71-69, Northwest in front. Cozad back to the line. Eyes the bucket. Free throw on the way. That one rolls in. 7 points for Cozad, 72-69, Northwest. 30 seconds left in OT. Deneen now front with the dribble to the left side. Hands off to the left end Shields. Forces the shot. It's short. Rebound underneath the bucket and a foul as Clark was trying to go for the ball underneath the bucket.
That Wallace, I think, got a block on that shot. There's no need to force a three like that early in the possession.
Lopers will have the ball as Funk headed on the baseline. So the Lopers will inbound with 22.1 seconds left in overtime. The shot, the inbound, almost thrown away. It's in the backcourt, knocked loose by Funk. Funk will knock it away. Goes to Wallace, and a whistle and a foul. This will send the Bearcats to the free throw line with 19.3 seconds left, or should anyway. We'll have to see here.
And I think this is going to be on Baronic, which will be his fifth.
So that will be Baronic Smith going to the sideline and a four inbound off of the baseline for Nebraska Kearney is all the way in front of the scores table. They tried to save the ball inbounds and then Funk went diving after the ball and we'll get to the free throw line here with a chance to increase the Bearcat lead. It's a 72-69 game right now. Funk at the line to shoot two. He's one of two from there this evening. Eyes the bucket. Free throw on the way. Nothing but net.
So it's a two-possession game now with 19 seconds to go.
Tyler Funk, a 72% shooter at the line, gives Northwest a 73-69 lead. And 19.3 seconds left. Funk's second free throw rattles out. Fight for the board. Deneen comes down with the rebound for Nebraska Kearney. Across the timeline right side. Pulls up a long three on the way. Rims out left. Rebound chased into the corner. Wallace saves it inbound. Throws it all the way down to the front court for Northwest. Ball chased down by Detlinger with 6 seconds left. Detlinger back to right side. Goes left side for Deneen. Deneen forces another wild shot. Pulled down by Cozad as the buzzer sounds. Northwest holds on for a victory in overtime tonight, 73-69. And Matt, I think Nebraska Kearney had more time than what they felt in the last possession, so really forcing some poor shots.
Yeah, they just, especially the one before Funk got the free throw. They took a three with 19 seconds left in the ball game, and there's no need to take that three because you can get into your offense and try to get a better look because that was a covered three. It wasn't even a wide open look.
73-69, the final score. Northwest Missouri State wins it in overtime. And we're back and begin our postgame right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Championship Motors in Maryville. At 1528 South Main Street, Bill McCauley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or 660-582-8800. And from Nottoway Valley Bank. Serving Northwest Missouri for 145 years, Nottoway Valley Bank now offers its customers mobile banking services. More online at nvb.com. Support also comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. Also from Maryville Hy-Vee, located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. St. Francis Hospital and Health Services has been providing health care for Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa for over 110 years. More at stfrancismaryville.com. And from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677. Support also comes from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Ken Peterson of Stanbury. Support also comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors.
Back in Kearney, Nebraska, Northwest Missouri State survives a matchup with Nebraska Kearney tonight in overtime. The Bearcats winning this one 73-69, along with Matt Gorder. I'm John Coffey. And Matt, fitting that this game went into overtime, there were 14 ties in this game, 11 lead changes. Neither team had a double-digit lead in this one. The largest lead for Nebraska Kearney was 6. The largest lead for the Bearcats, 5.
Yeah, it was pretty incredible. And, you know, when Nebraska Kearney got that lead of 6 early on in the ball game, you kind of wondered what we might see. But Northwest recovered real quick. And then when Nebraska Kearney late in the game tried to start building a lead, we saw a couple of threes and then a fast break layup. Those 8 points coming from Bryston Williams, and you know, it seemed like whenever one of the two teams would look like maybe they were going to string a few possessions together, the other team would knock down some shots. So just a very entertaining basketball game tonight.
I think another key to this ball game, while both teams struggled at the free throw line, I think Northwest maintained their composure in overtime much better than what Nebraska Kearney did.
Yeah, I think so. You know, and hit a free throw, didn't hit all of them in overtime, but you know, got enough of what they needed. But you know, that's the big key, is they've been in some close games against some pretty good teams this year. And going back to playing the tough non-conference schedule that they did this year, playing close games in those games helped them, I think, tonight.
Northwest moves to 9-5 and 4-1 in the conference. Nebraska Kearney 4-8 and 2-5. And I think, really, this is a big game for Northwest coming off that loss to Central Oklahoma on Saturday, able to bounce back on the road and pick up a win and go 4-0 now in conference play.
Yeah, it would have been tough to get into a position where they would have had two straight losses going into Lee Arena in Topeka, because Lee Arena is a tough place to go and win, and to go in on a two-game losing streak really would have been a bad situation to be in, but thankfully the Cats don't have to worry about that.
Northwest with the win in overtime, 73-69 over Nebraska Kearney. We'll be back, have the extra effort award for you right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
It's time for this week's All That Jazz conversation with Northwest Missouri State President Dr. John Jasinski. This week, Dr. Jasinski talks with John Coffey about how the university saves energy.
We all know that budgets are tight everywhere, in households, and certainly in radio stations and across the university. And so anything we can do to be good stewards of the taxpayers' money, we will. But also from a pure savings perspective, you know, we are trying to conserve energy, et cetera, and we've been a long-time leader in that for, you know, multiple decades, and so many people involved with that. But as we think back to the summer of 2012, only a year ago or so, we have realized a financial savings of about $600,000 thanks to the efforts of our facility services team. And it really comes down to operating our campus more efficiently and reducing energy costs across buildings, across a variety of uses, and as you mentioned, a lighting upgrade. And we really started that lighting upgrade last summer, and we've installed more energy-efficient lighting and control systems in our academic buildings, in our residence halls. And for listeners that know the campus, a couple of examples. One is the Student Rec Center. You know, that thing is used, as you well know, John. But we've put in 30% more light in there, so, you know, easier to see if you're making a basket or not. But also, we're using 25% less power. So very, very significant upgrade. And in the end, we're saving about $3,000 per year in energy savings in the rec center alone. But that, it doesn't just stop at the rec center. It goes across all of our high-rise residential halls, the Lampkin Activity Center we've done, the Olive Duluth Fine Arts Building, and the some other buildings across campus.
That was Northwest Missouri State President Dr. John Jasinski.
The Bearcat Postgame Show. Postgame Show. Supported by Championship Owners.
Back in Kearney, Nebraska, Northwest Missouri State with a 73-69 overtime win over Nebraska Kearney. Time now for our extra effort award. And Matt, we're looking at Bryson Williams tonight, but he put together some impressive offensive numbers, but really even more impressive what he did on defense tonight.
You know, I looked down here, we got the final stats, and didn't realize he was the leading scorer in the ballgame. I would have picked him for an extra effort just solely for his defensive effort tonight. Hey, you know, had he scored 0 points, I would have been fine with that because he shut down one of the top scorers in the league tonight. Baronic ended up with 15 points, but he worked his tail off, and I bet you the majority of those 15 points came when Bryson Williams was over on the sideline. But his effort defensively tonight was tremendous, and for him to be the leading scorer, just icing on the cake.
Williams ends up with 20 points. He is 4-6 on three-pointers, and it was really an 8-0 run generated by Bryson there in toward the end of regulation where he knocked down a couple of threes and then was the lead on a fast break, a laid-up layup, which tied the ball game up after that 8-0 run that Northwest went on. And actually, I think that may have given Northwest the two-point lead at that point.
Yeah.
So, again, a very strong performance out of Bryson throughout the ball game, and some clutch shooting and tough defense throughout the game. He's our extra effort award winner. Northwest with the win, 73-69 over Nebraska Kearney in overtime. When we come back, we'll talk with the head coach of the Bearcats, Ben McCollum. That's coming up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Maryville Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main in Maryville, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191. And from O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to enjoy them responsibly and to always designate a driver. More at anheuserbusch.com. Support also comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanwear, custom screen printing, and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation. Also from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org. And from Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph. Support also comes from St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com. Also from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors.
And welcome back to Kearney, Nebraska. Northwest in overtime defeats Nebraska Kearney tonight, 73-69. Joined now by the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. And Ben, I guess when you look at tonight's game where there was 14 ties, 11 lead changes, and neither team had a double-digit lead in this one, it's kind of fitting that I guess it went to overtime.
Yeah, they came to play tonight. I thought they, boy, I almost thought they outplayed us in a lot of facets of the game, and obviously we were able to knock down some big shots, some timely shots, but we were able to come away with the win. And I just said in an interview, I think it was Tuesday, you know, somebody had asked me about our last game, and then I don't know what the question was that they asked me, but I said, you know, good teams have to be able to play hard and play bad and still win the basketball game. And we did that tonight. I didn't think we played well at all. But I thought we competed. I thought we played really hard. I didn't think we hit shots. I didn't think we hit layups, and we certainly didn't hit free throws. But those are the kind of games that you have to grind out on the road. It's easy to win the games when you play good. It's tough to grind out games when you're not hitting shots, not playing well. You know, this is a tough place to win, so we'll take it.
I thought a guy that gave you a heck of a game tonight, Bryson Williams, he's your leading scorer. But over and above what he did for you offensively tonight, he was lined up primarily against Connor Baronic defensively tonight and really made things rough on a very good shooter in Baronic. And I think you have to like what Bryson did defensively, maybe even more than what he did offensively here tonight.
Yeah, he played great. You know, I think his energy was contagious. You know, he was into the game. And when you're into the game, you hit big shots. He hit shots like that. And defensively, he was unbelievable. You know, as good as that kid's been guarded to where he only got 10 shots off, 15 points. And they were going to him every single possession. So to be able to do that with, you know, he's 6'1". Bronick's 6'6". And then be able to have the offensive production that he had, that's what wins games, and that's what wins championships, is plays like that and playing like that.
I thought another key when he went into overtime, the experience level that Northwest had, I thought really kind of showed a little bit in that overtime where at times it looked like Nebraska Kearney lost a little bit of composure out there, and Northwest was able to keep composure in overtime.
Yeah, and I don't think they wanted to go into overtime, and I could certainly understand that. I wouldn't have on my home floor either, especially the way they played. I thought they played really well. Again, that's part of the game. And shoot, we hit free throws, it doesn't go to overtime. I mean, holy cow. You can look at it both ways, but I thought we did keep our composure. I thought we buckled down. We didn't let them have a field goal in overtime, and again, these are games that you have to be able to grind out.
And another key, I thought, in overtime, again, in a game where both teams really took care of the basketball pretty well tonight. Northwest with just 8 turnovers and Nebraska Kearney with 13, but forced a couple key turnovers there in overtime against Nebraska Kearney.
Yeah, and we didn't trap the ball screen all game and did towards the end, and I thought that bothered him quite a bit. We flew around, got active, and sped up the tempo because they were really icing the game out, just kind of walking it down, not really even passing, just kind of standing there with the basketball. They'd get it late in the shot clock, give it to Baronic, he'd try to make a play, and then they'd try for an offensive rebound. It worked great. It helped them. It iced it out, and it made us fight each possession, and we did that.
How important was this win after coming off a loss to Central Oklahoma on Saturday? Then you look ahead, you've got a couple of Cubs games coming up, one on the road with Washburn on Saturday, and then, of course, Northeastern State coming in on Monday in the makeup of the game that was postponed on this past Monday. How important was this win from that aspect of things?
Well, I think these kind of wins can kind of change your season. Again, going back to the original point of playing hard, playing bad, and winning the basketball game. That's what tough teams do. Mentally tough teams do that, and we did it. And I think it can change the season for you if you let it springboard you into Saturday's game against Washburn, and then obviously Monday we've got the team that's top the conference.
All right. Well, Coach, thanks a lot for being with us. Enjoy the bus ride back.
Thanks a lot, John.
Again, that's the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. Northwest Missouri State with the win at 73-69 as they defeat Nebraska Kearney tonight in overtime. We'll be back and wrap things up after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information on Facebook or at nwmissouri.edu/alumni. And from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information at heinleinhomefurnishings.com. Support also comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. Also from O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to drink responsibly and to always designate a driver. More at anheuserbusch.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles, as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at TriStateFordandLincoln.com or at 660-582-3677.
and from the Stuner Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville. The Stuner Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing, and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation. Support also comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri for 145 years. Nottoway Valley Bank now offers its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com. Also from Maryville Hy-Vee, located at 1217 South Main. Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
The Bearcat Postgame Show. Postgame Show. Supported by Championship Motors.
And welcome back to the Health and Sports Center in Kearney, Nebraska. Despite the fact we might get carbon monoxide poisoning by the time we're done here on our post game with the leaf blowers trying to clean things up here. But Northwest in the men's side getting an overtime win over Nebraska Kearney, 73-69. And Northwest getting 20 points out of Bryson Williams, 14 for Deshaun Cooper, 15 for Connor Kirker, 11 points for Dylan Starzl. The double figure scores for Northwest. A couple players in double figures for Nebraska Kearney, 18 points for Mike Detlinger. A lot of his damage came in the first half, and then 15 for Connor Baronic. But Baronic, as we talked about, really had to work for his points tonight.
Yeah, that's for sure. Bryson Williams really made him work hard, frustrated him. I mean, you could see it in his face. And, you know, Northwest got out of the team what they expected. They knew they were going to go right all night, and that's exactly what they did, and that helped them out, helped Northwest out defensively.
And earlier tonight, the Northwest women lost a tough one, 70-59 to Nebraska Kearney, and that was really two different ball games wrapped up in one in that matchup.
Yeah, tremendous effort in the first half by Northwest. They built up a 14-point halftime lead. Had gotten down by six, used a 17-0 run to build that lead, but then first 12 points of the second half went to Nebraska Kearney, and Kearney kind of rode that momentum throughout the second half to get an 11-point win.
Looking at other finals around the MIAA tonight, and first of all, in women's basketball, Central Missouri defeating Pittsburgh State in Pittsburgh 88-86. Also tonight, it was Northeastern State with a win over Southwest Baptist 60-47. Tonight as well, Nebraska Kearney's women defeated Lindenwood 99-76. And it was the Washburn women defeating Oklahoma Christian in a non-conference game 79-66. That's the next opponent for Northwest.
Yeah, and quick turnaround again, and then they'll have a quick turnaround right after that too. So it's game, game, game. Players love that. It'll drive the coaches crazy because there can't not much prep time, but players love that.
Men's finals tonight, besides the Northwest win in overtime, the Fort Hays State men getting things righted now. They won over Lindenwood this evening, 70-61. Also tonight, it was Northeastern State losing to Southwest Baptist. That's a kind of big matchup there, that game in Tahlequah, as a matter of fact, and SBU defeating Northeastern State in the men's game, 90. Rather, let's check this the other way around if I read this a little better. It's Northeastern State 97, SBU 91. So 97-91, Northeastern State with the win. And it was also a Central Missouri's men with an 88-62 win over Pittsburgh State tonight.
Interesting scores, and again, a lot of quick turnarounds. So that's the one thing, is you get the quick turnarounds with everybody. You don't have to worry about most of the time. Now, for the women, it's a little bit different with the matchup coming up this weekend. You know, for the men, with it being a non-conference opportunity for the Washburn women, the men didn't play, so it won't be as quick a turnaround for them. But, you know, you just get out in the court and you play basketball and don't worry about it.
And evening games coming up in Topeka. The women's game will tip off at 5 and the men at 7. We'll have the broadcast of both of those coming up Saturday, beginning at 4:40 with their pregame for the women. So it should be, as it always is when you go to Lee Arena, it should be a good atmosphere and should be a couple fun ones.
Yeah, it's a great atmosphere for basketball there every trip we seem to make. So looking forward to Saturday.
Again, the final scores here tonight in Kearney, Nebraska. The Nebraska-Kearney women defeat Northwest 70-59. And the Northwest men back on the winning track. They go to 4-1 in the conference, 9-5 overall, with an overtime win over Nebraska-Kearney 73-69. My thanks to studio engineer Ben Nolley and also Matt Gorder. I'm John Coffey, and so long from Kearney, Nebraska.